Good morning and welcome to the sixth session of the Ballot Simplification Committee meeting in order to prepare the digests for the November 5th presidential elections voter handbook and ballot. We are taking up reconsiderations this morning, or this is appeals this morning. The first measure on the appeal is the creating a task force to recommend changing. Is the accountability for funding children and youth services for city departments and the school district. I open the floor to public comment. Is there any comment? Hearing none, and we receive no letters of appeal, the measure is adopted as approved. And the second one is the creating a task force to recommend changing, eliminating, or combining city commissions. I open the floor to public comment. We do have a letter from Kanisha Chang asking us to change the phrase, which is probably, as I looked at it, not a bad phrase to change, for the improved administration of city government. She wants it changed to improve the administration of city government, which is. Do I hear any comments?
Can you remind us which number this is in our binder?
I'm sorry?
7? Okay, thank you.
Yes. Her comment is she wants us to remove the phrase for the improved administration of city government, which is in the way it is now. And,
oh, right.
Okay. And the yes vote. No, it's in the proposal and the yes vote. Mm-hmm. And she wants us to instead say to improve the administration of city government. I mean, it's technically the same thing, but maybe said.
I like that.
To improve administration.
Instead of for the improved.
Yeah,
what you're saying.
To improve
instead. Well, that is nice, doing. A better, yeah, it's more better, efficient way better, of saying
better.
It.
It's a better phrase.
I'll call on the floor in a minute. Yes?
Well, that is a more efficient way
yeah,
of saying
I thought
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it is.
I thought it was a much more, when I saw it, I went, well, that is a much more efficient way of putting it. So.
It's crisper.
Yeah. And then she wants us in the yes vote to say, if you vote yes, you want to create a task force with authority to make recommendations by February 1st, 2026 on ways the city could change, eliminate, or consolidate commissions, require a financial report on the city's commissions, and give the task force authority to introduce ordinances to implement its recommendations, and if necessary, require the city attorney to draft charter amendments to submit to the voters at a future election.
So the ask is to remove improve here?
Improve is being removed. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
What?
Oh, I'd like to have it.
Yeah, she just wants us to take out that.
I mean, we have it up top, so. And it is the point of the thing.
She wants us to delete it in both the proposal
and
the yes vote. But did our yes vote say that? Yes, I guess it does say that much, doesn't it?
So in the proposal we now have to improve the administration of city government.
Right.
Okay? And down to the yes vote, the proposal is to take out that phrase entirely?
Mm-hmm. She's proposing taking it out in both places, and I disagree.
Oh, no.
I like to have it as that's the point of the thing, right?
It is the intent.
It is, yeah.
Whether or not it'll actually do the thing.
I don't think she wants. I think she just wants us to change it. I don't think she wants us to take it out. Mm.
Okay. So okay. Just to improve.
Yeah, to improve. Yeah.
She just wants us to say it more nicely than we were saying it.
I agree with that.
But that appears to be her main concern.
The second part of the last part of the letter asks to remove it from both sections.
I know.
Yeah. So I'm just.
So she has given us the choice of either making it nice or deleting it.
Or taking it out. Let's just prettify it.
All right. We open the floor now to public comment. Literally public comment, and I saw someone come up.
Good afternoon, or good morning. I actually never know when to make that distinction. Anyway, I hope you all had a wonderful afternoon or a wonderful weekend. Just for some clarity, I think the recommendation that Kanishka was asking for was to strike the line "improve city administration" or change it to restructure city government. Again, going back to the conversation we had, I think last Thursday, improve is a subjective, it's a leading term in our opinion. You could argue that the intent of any legislation that goes before the voters is to improve the city. So I don't know if it is one necessarily needed to be included in here. But also in addition to that, other things that have gone before the city to improve, to again with the intent to improve city administration, like the Homelessness Commission that was just formed in 2022, which was the fifth one that we have overseeing homelessness. Within the time frame between 2022 and 2024, homelessness has increased 7%. So even though the intent of that legislation was to improve the city, things have actually not gotten any better. So I do think that it's important for voters to just tell them what the measure is doing and not lead into what the intent is, and just change either striking that line "improve" entirely or changing it to instead say consolidate commissions to restructure city government, both in the yes vote section and in the proposal section. Cool. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else?
May I ask a question?
In a minute. So you want to ask him a question? Yeah. She has a question.
Just for clarification, do you prefer that we strike "to improve," or do you prefer that we amend it to restructure?
The preference is to strike the language entirely, but again, understanding that there is some discussion on the board about, or the committee about just rephrasing it. If you would like to rephrase it, the alternative would just be to say restructure city government, which again, I would also say is probably the intent of this legislation as well, is to restructure it, which is a less, again, biased term.
Okay. Hello again, committee members. I'm just going to reiterate the same point that my colleague just brought up. Regarding in the proposal and again in the "a yes vote means" section. So again, we're just kindly requesting that you consider striking "improve," given that it's not entirely unbiased, and then replace it with "to restructure city government," which we believe is more precise. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Ed Harrington. The way you had it was the way you had it after a lot of conversation, as I recall. You did say this is what it says in the actual item that will go to the people of the city of San Francisco. The other language was actually stronger. It was to make the city more effective and efficient and all that. That seemed a little too much, so you left "improve," and I think that's the way you should leave it.
Thank you.
Good morning or afternoon. I wanted to go back. I'm here on behalf of Board President Aaron Peskin, and I wanted to highlight in our letter that we sent last Thursday in response to this question where Together SF sought to remove the word "improve" from the ballot digest. We pointed out that, or Supervisor Peskin pointed out, that it's contradictory to the exact language and purpose of the charter amendment. The text of the measure states that the streamlining task force shall be convened for the purpose of advising the mayor and the board of supervisors on ways to eliminate, consolidate, or limit the powers and duties of appointed boards and commissions for the more effective, efficient, and economical administration of city and county government, and introducing more ordinances to effectuate its recommendations. So if you'd like to replace improve the administration of government, if that is seen as too subjective, we would suggest using the language from the Charter Amendment, which is to improve, well, I guess we would suggest to keep improve and to say for the more effective, efficient, and economical administration. So just to offer that as an idea.
Okay. Hearing no more public.
So, shocker, I'm going to talk about improve as well, just to reiterate the point my two colleagues made in terms of the economic and efficient. I also, whether that's in the measure or not, this committee had a long discussion around should that be in there or not, landed on improve. I still think economic and efficient to improve is still subjective, as my colleagues have said, and so I think there's a way restructure is a much more neutral term because that is actually what the legislation is going to, the proposals and going to do. So if it is too much to be in the sake of brevity to cut the whole phrase, then I would say to go from improve to restructure as a more neutral term. Thank you.
Hearing no more public comment. Public comment is closed. Well, we're down now. We've had more than our share of discussion. Do we want to leave in to improve the administration, which is was suggested as part of the text. Another was to restructure, which I think I'm not sure I feel about restructure. But
wouldn't
that's the word.
Restructure restate what was said before? Change, eliminate, or consolidate. So it's not as if we're adding more information. So
another option was to strike it out, but I do like for it to say improve. I think improve is a simple word that people can understand. And it is the intent.
Yeah, it's yeah, what is the intent? I mean, it's
so you're in agreement with what we had already printed? All right, I see a yes. I see a yes.
Yes, yes.
I see a yes. Alicia?
I don't think we need to have the improve administration. It seems to be a given.
Well, it's not
necessarily.
And in the interest of brevity.
Well, Michelle, you want to say what you were getting ready to say?
Well, no, I mean, you could change, eliminate, and not improve. I think that this expresses the aim, it's aspirational. I mean, the whole purpose is to improve on the way it's being run or structured now. I mean, we don't really have to have it. It's not a key point, but I do like it in here because it does explain why this is being done, sort of. But, you know, in terms of things that absolutely have to be in the digest, no. But I think it's nice to know what the intent is, especially since a lot of these measures are aspirational, in my humble opinion.
So I keep hearing that's the purpose. You feel that's the intent and the purpose of that.
Even if we don't agree, that seems to be as this is constructed, it is the intent to improve. I mean, whether or not we think that's fanciful or not.
Would it be an option to say proposition blank is a charter amendment that attempts to improve the administration of city government by creating a commission streamlining task force? The task force would review the structure of the city commissions. Would that be clear?
Personally, I really like having the improve at the end because then you get to read what they're doing and decide for yourself before you read the word improve. That's why I like having it at the end.
Okay.
Well, you could say
Well, it would be saying an attempt to improve.
You could say to strive, to try to improve.
Yeah,
to try to improve.
Which is going to what?
Hopes to improve.
Hopes to improve.
I think that's going
to go, y'all.
Actually, I like Pam's wording at the beginning. That clarifies things.
It, of improving is actually a thing, intent of improving.
So what were you saying then that she
it would attempt? The intent of improving administration of city government by creating a commission streamlining task force.
Well,
this task force would review. It makes it a little more wordy, but it might address concerns about loaded language by making sure that it's framed. I mean, that's just my suggestion.
Pam, what's your suggestion about having intent to improve at the beginning or the end? Because we could have intent either way.
Intent of improving city administration by creating it. I think that it's more graceful to put it at the beginning. I mean, at the end, you would be saying this: the intent of this proposal is to improve. It just is in the question of relatively graceful prose and being succinct. I'd put it at the beginning, but I'm not, if that's a problem, I'm not wedded to this. This is not something I
well, if you go back up to the proposal, you'll see how what we were trying to do was pretty much keep them parallel.
That's true. That's true.
So then we'd have to start restructuring, as they say.
I see the intent, but...
Okay, well, we...
When you add a clause in the beginning,
yeah,
it may be a little bit more of a challenge to read it, whereas if it sticks out at the end, it's kind of there.
Well, we've got at least three people. I will go along with saying I like what we did. I think we worked.
I'll keep it in there. It's part of the language.
Yeah. So
I think voters are, you know, even at reading at an eighth grade level are intelligent enough when they read a ballot to understand that they're voting on whether they want to do this or not and whether they have to decide from themselves whether it would improve the administration of city government. It just makes it plain that's the intent. It's the rationale behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. The only thing I wanted to point out, and we've discussed this before, so I want to make sure that do you think it's necessary for the voter to also vote on requiring a financial report, give the task force authority to introduce ordinances, and if necessary, require the city attorney to draft charter amendments?
Which section?
In the yes vote.
Oh.
Because the first thing we're doing is asking them just to create a task force. Do you think spelling it out in all the particulars in the yes vote clarifies it, or whether it
Personally, I would cut require a financial report, because I think that's part of their process to decide which ones to change, eliminate, or consolidate. And I would also cut, if necessary, require the city attorney to draft charter amendments to submit to voters, because to introduce the ordinance, they need to be able to do that. Or I guess those might be different things. So I'm soft on the second. But I think we should cut require a financial report.
My question is are they voting? That's my question. Are they really voting to require the financial, or is that is require
I don't
the
think
financial
so.
Report, or is that part
it's
of
just
the process?
Part of the process.
Wait, let's see.
It's all part of the proposal, but
part of the proposal rather than the process.
Yeah.
Okay, if it's part of the proposal, it needs to stay in. If it's part of the of a process, of a regular process.
I think it's part of the task force process to do their job. So mm-hmm. That's why I would cut it.
Well, I'm just wondering whether we're complicating the Amen. Issue for the voter by giving them too much information. And
I mean, we should keep it in the proposal, but I think we should cut it from the yes vote. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Usually our yes votes aren't quite so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a little prolix.
Specific. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yes, no? Just leave it? It says if you vote yes, you want to create a task force with the authority to make recommendations by February 1st, 2026 on ways the city could change, eliminate, or consolidate commissions to improve the administration of city government, comma, require a financial report on the city's commission, and give the task force authority to introduce ordinances to implement its recommendations and, if necessary, require the city attorney to draft charter amendments to
I'd consider actually making that last clause a separate sentence. Implement its recommendations, period. If necessary, the task force would require the city attorney to draft charter amendments to submit to voters at a future election. But I don't.
I kind of like it on the same level because the ordinance and the charter amendment are kind of like two sides of the same coin.
Okay, I'm just throwing it out. That's what I'm supposed to do. All right. So at this moment, everybody.
People don't want to require a financial report. I think it's part of the. It's just how they evaluate the commission.
Yeah, wouldn't that be part of the?
I think we should delete
part of the assessment of whether or not.
Exactly.
If you're gonna include the bullets before, you might as well include them in the yes vote.
No, we've cut some bullets out already from the yes vote, so we haven't included every single thing, have we?
Well, if we take that out, we've left everything else in the bullets.
Okay. Well, I still think that we should delete require financial report because how they decide about the commissions is using the financial report. So I think it's just part of the process.
Okay, you want to create okay.
Let's go up to the
and
bullet.
And you want what the lead? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's part would prepare a report on how much it costs.
Yeah, yeah.
And how much it costs is pretty important.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay.
So if we're going to, you know, if we're going to leave the rest of them in, I would leave that one in.
Or a financial report?
Because the cost of it is, it
right.
is,
yeah. mm-hmm.
okay.
is a All major right. part. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Cut
All right.
Out.
I guess we haven't really technically made any changes, but we need a final reading, I think, Carly.
We've talked about them.
The way it is now, the city currently has about 130 boards, commissions, and advisory bodies, PRINs, commissions, that make policy and other decisions for the city or provide non-binding advice to city officials and departments. Most city commissions that are created by ordinance do not have the authority to make city decisions and instead provide non-binding advice to city departments and officials. Members of the Board of Supervisors, PRINs Board, the mayor and city departments have authority to introduce an ordinance which must be approved by a majority of the board. The mayor has authority to veto it. Voters may also approve an ordinance and require their approval for any change to a voter-approved ordinance. Other commissions are established by charter amendment. Only voters may amend the charter. Most of these charter commissions oversee city departments and have authority to set city policy and make binding decisions. The proposal, Proposition Blank, is a charter amendment that would create a commission streamlining task force, PRINs task force, to review the structure of the city's commissions and recommend to the mayor and the board by February 1, 2026, how the city could change, eliminate, or consolidate commissions to improve the administration of city government. The task force would include 5 members. Bullet point, the city administrator or a designated employee of their department. Bullet point, the controller or a designated employee of their department. Bullet point, the city attorney or a designated employee of their department. Bullet point, a public sector organized labor representative appointed by the president of the board. And bullet point, a person with expertise in open and accountable government appointed by the mayor. Proposition Blank would also require the board's budget and legislative analyst to prepare a report on how much it costs the city to support each current commission and how much it would save if certain commissions were eliminated or consolidated. Proposition Blank would authorize the task force to implement its recommendations in these ways. Bullet point, if the task force recommends changes to commissions established by ordinance, the task force may introduce ordinance to make those changes. bullet point. Any ordinance the task force introduces would take effect 90 days after introduction unless the board rejects it by supermajority vote of at least 8 members. Bullet point, if the task force recommends changes to commissions established by voter-approved ordinance, those changes may also require voter approval at a future election before the city may implement them. Bullet point, if the task force recommends changes to commissions established by charter amendment, the city attorney would be required to prepare a charter amendment implementing these recommendations for the board to consider placing on the ballot for a future election. The task force will end 24 months after its first meeting. If Proposition Blank passes with more votes than Proposition Blank would have no legal effect. A yes vote means if you vote yes, you want to create a task force with authority to make recommendations by February 1, 2026 on ways the city could change, eliminate, or consolidate commissions to improve the administration of city government, require a financial report on the city's commissions, and give the task force authority to introduce ordinances to implement its recommendations, and if necessary, require the city attorney to draft charter amendments to submit to voters at a future election. A no vote means if you vote no, you do not want to make these changes.
I guess we're ready for a roll call.
Member Anderson?
Yes.
Member Grace Wong?
Yes.
Member Troy?
Yes.
Member Alicia Wong?
Yes.
Chair Packard?
Yes. Then the measure is final. I guess because it was lunchtime, what I forgot to do was introduce the committee, but everybody here knows who the committee is. But for the record, I think I technically am supposed to do it, correct? Yes, I see our clerk nodding her head. I just wanted to get into all of this and get it done and passed, I guess. So my name is Betty Packard. I was nominated for this committee by the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. On my immediate right is Alicia Wong, who was nominated by the San Francisco United School District. To my far left is Grace Wong, who was nominated by the League of Women Voters. Then comes Pamela Troy, who was nominated by the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. And on my immediate left is Michelle Anderson, who is nominated by the Pacific Media Workers Guild. Our city attorney is Brad Rusi, and our city clerk is Carly O'Toole, and our assistant clerk, very competent assistant clerk, is Connor Levin. So, or Levine, I think it's. I think I've been mispronouncing it all.
Luton.
Luton. I have been pronouncing it wrong all week. I'm sorry, Connor. Anyway, Luton. Now is when we come to the open the comments to the. Creating a task force of the city commissions and mayoralty authority. I was trying to figure out. Everybody has a different title for it. So we got a number of requests for reconsideration. And before we open the floor, let's go through the letters. As I went through them, I saw that the
number
main
nine.
Consideration that everybody seemed to disagree with us or think we needed to clarify was the timeline. And everybody felt that in this particular measure, we needed to include the timeline because it sounded as if we were presenting it in a way that the voter could understand. So how does the committee feel about timeline?
I think some of the requests were saying that, oh, nothing's actually dissolved until 16 months. But we are striking quite a few commissions from the actual charter, which presumably would take effect right when it's passed. So I don't know if I necessarily agree.
It said, okay, have we... At any point here, down here would say in the 1, 2, 3, 4th bullet, a 5-member task force would recommend within 9 months, which commissions should be reauthorized or restructured. This task force would be appointed by the mayor, the president of the board, the controller, the city administrator, and the city attorney. And so
we should probably swap that with the point above, because the point above talks about 16 months, so we should put the 9 months one first.
Mm-hmm. Right. And anyway, we in no one specific place do we list the timeline. Do you feel it important to list the timeline in a specific place, or put it in the points where it's of most?
How feasible is it to add it to the ballot, given without making it?
Don't we have
an already complicated ballot? Even I mean,
well.
Or could we fold it in somehow?
Brad, did you have anything to say about this?
Did I have something to say? No. Okay. I saw what you're asking.
You were looking.
I think the thing that we keep hearing from the other side is that we haven't. I mean, we keep spelling out what this is, but the other side wants us to say specifically that this dissolves the commissions, those commissions that aren't charter amendment approved. And I'm wondering if we do emphasize that enough to alert the average voter that we're retaining 22 commissions, limiting the city to 65, but dissolving all the rest.
Yeah, but there's a proviso that they are dissolved unless they aren't by, let's see. Yeah, there's a process for, as I said, to have these commissions reauthorized, restructured.
Can we switch the third and the fourth points? Because that, like, one's talking about 9 months and the other's talking about 16 months. It would just be nice if they were in order.
Well, you're listing commissions in one and then commissions in the other. Do we want to separate them with a process?
All of the points mentioned commissions, and I think there's the continuity, and that's okay.
You know, one of the statements that we got here, the supervisor says it is incredibly sufficient to take a commission out of the charter, and we're taking lots of them out here. Yeah. Or restructuring them or whatever. So, and another one that we got said, let's emphasize the fact that if this passes, we're having to really at that moment be without most everything because they're going through restructuring, reauthorizing, re-this, re-that. And are we letting the voter actually know that?
I think, again, retain and dissolve should be side by side, the two bullet points. I think if you want to make it plain, that's important.
And
you begin with you're going to be retaining 22 commissions, including those of dissolve all other commissions.
If you look at one of the reconsiderations we got, it says retain 22 commissions. All other commissions, including charter commissions, will be subject to a process for the city to consider reauthorizing or restructuring to comply with the 65 commission limit.
Okay. Well, I think a lot of voters would be going, well, what are charter? Which are the charter commissions? They'd want to know what that is. And
okay.
I understand that it not being with the timeline, but I still think it's actually the main question is going to be what's retained and what's dissolved. Those two go together. I think that's it's a little more important than doing it. And I see your point, but if you put that in the middle, it kind of breaks the line. It breaks the line of thought. It breaks.
You've convinced me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
One of the other statements listed in the request for reconsideration says, the commission's process will be subject to the commissions in this process will be subject to dissolution 16 months after the measure's effective date if the review process does not result in the reauthorization.
Yeah.
I think what we have says the same thing better.
That's getting too complicated, because if you start to explain the process that way, I think that people will be flummoxed. Then they say, okay, this is it, and then 16 minutes. No. It's just, I mean, I can see why one would want to put that in, but I just think that from a voter's point of view, it may really gum up the works mentally.
But I can see it. All right. They've listed two requested amendments here that for us to consider in that third bullet. Dissolve all other commissions, including public health, library, human rights, human services, arts, environment, small business, and juvenile probation 16 months after the measure's effective date, subject to a process for the city to reconsider reauthorizing or restructuring them within the 65 commission limit. Or, they said, we could say, a five-member task force would recommend within 9 months which commission should be reauthorized or restructured. This task force would be appointed by the mayor, the president of the board, the controller, the city administrator, and the city attorney. The board could by ordinance reauthorize or restructure these commissions within the 16-month period to prevent them from being dissolved. The board could later reestablish and recreate new commissions subject to the 65 commission limit. How much of that do you think is explanatory or something that the voter needs to know? Primarily, they're fairly including the timeline, which we keep saying
is important.
They gave us two different options to look at. We've looked at each, and then we have ours. So what do we want to do? I think the line that they have involved here that we haven't included is that the board could later reestablish and create new commissions subject to the 65 commission limit. I don't know if that's expressly pointed out in their legislation. I didn't go back and check and make sure if that was the language in the legislation.
Mm-hmm. You mean the actual legal text?
The board could later reestablish and create new commissions.
That concept is certainly reflected in the measure, but I'll have to find the – it'll take me a second to find the language.
But it is there, I think.
That's what the task force would be able to do.
So – Now, I think we're
okay.
For sure, one of the things we're going to have to do for the voter is, in the words you need to know, is define an ordinance and a charter amendment. And of course, an ordinance is something that the board can do. And maybe we need to.
So if you're interested in the language from the text concerning the commission is streamlining task force authority, it says that it will make recommendations as to which commissions should be dissolved, consolidated, or otherwise restructured to comply with the 65 limit, whether any of new appointed commissions should be created within the limit, and whether any functions should be transferred from one commission to another.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much what they've asked us to do. What they're asking us to do is just flesh out what we have said. And
As long as it's in accordance with the text.
It's up to the committee how important you think it is for the voter.
If it satisfies the repeated request to some extent about of a timeline, we could add as long as it reflects what's in the actual text of the actual legal text.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with that as long as it's in it. I think adding an additional sentence would not be,
out of line.
Mm-hmm.
Just to clarify it.
So you would add that?
Let's take a. It's hard. I'd like to see it on paper before I'd like to have a read, because that's not quite the same as hearing it out loud.
So here is a sentence.
They want us to clarify. They keep talking about the timeline, and we're trying to do that, but then we're questioning how important.
I just don't know. I don't think it's feasible to add a whole timeline and still make the ballot, keep ballot readable and most people are not reading these at leisure. They're reading them in the poll.
Often what they read is the ballot arguments, and that's definitely a ballot argument that I'm sure will be there.
Yeah, we could. I mean, it's.
But anyway, my question is, how important do you think these are for the committee to include? And one of the statements by Supervisor Peskin, which is underlined, I don't know that we can even. I don't know, but it says the amendment before you take 24 of these commissions out of the charter and remove any protection from amendment or deletion by the board. Even if they are reinstated by the proposed task force, they will lose the ability to make decisions, since anything added back can only be advisory.
That might be something we should add. That is important. We don't want people thinking, well, they'll come back exactly as they were before.
We do say require that any commissions that the board reauthorizes, restructures, or creates could only advise the boards and have no decision-making authority. We do. This is already said. I think that's really complicated and difficult to add in.
It is.
This ordinance is very complex.
It is.
And we went through a very long discussion yesterday before even we could understand it. I think we boiled, you know, after much discussion, I think we've boiled it down to be about as concise as we can be. And now we start tacking things back in. We may have to go back and revisit our discussion and see what else we need to tack in. And once you open that can of worms.
That's true.
Pandora's box.
That's true, but. that's the beauty of the appeals process, that if we have left out anything of importance, that this is the time to evaluate it.
Is it possible to include a small chart? We were able to include a map with the other.
We've talked about that.
Can we include a small chart that says at 5 months, at 6 months, at whatever?
Well, we
have to write all the things in the chart.
Anywhere in here, do we mention the timeline? Because if we do mention the timeline, we could put it in the words you need to know.
Oh, like do we say the word timeline? I don't think we say the word timeline.
No, we just mention.
We just mention the time.
When it has to be done, like within 16 months, within 90 days, et cetera. So they would have to do the timeline in their head.
One of the things the supervisor suggested we do, instead of dissolve all other commissions, he says remove from the charter 24 commissions. Well, I kind of like dissolve better.
I think that's, yeah.
Yeah, because you'd have to have an idea of
the line
what's
that
in
he
the charter,
did,
what's
the
not
line
in the charter.
That he put in, which is very close to the line that's been suggested by the authors of this legislation, is the board could later reestablish these bodies as an advisory commission by ordinance. But that's what we say.
Yeah, I think we did, didn't
yeah.
we?
So. All right, so they want us, the authors of the legislation want us to, Here's their option two, which I think you've just rejected. All other commissions, including charter commissions, will be subject to a process for the city to consider reauthorizing restructuring to comply with the 65 commission limit. You've all, that's one. They keep giving us, You've got the same thing I've got here, where they've given us requested amendments. The first one that they're talking about is the order of bullet points. They'd like for us just say, limit the city to 65 commissions, retain 22 commissions, .. Then the five-member task force, which we discussed, and then the board, which we have included, and then dissolve all other commissions. They want us, I think, to reframe the bullets to up to say the task force would recommend, and then put the dissolve and the retain under the 5-member task force. So basically bullet one would be limits the city to a total of 65 commissions. Bullet two would a five-member task force would recommend within 9 months which commissions should be reauthorized, et cetera. Number three would be retain the 22 commissions, and the fourth one would be dissolve all other commissions.
I personally have no problem with that. I think it's retained. It still comes closer to offering a timeline and brings it. It moves it the five-member task force further up as Ruth suggested, but it keeps retain and dissolve together. I think it maintains the clarity.
So I would
have no problem making a five-member task force the second bullet point.
Okay. And
that's something I suggested yesterday, or sorry, Friday.
A second bullet point. Let's see how that reads. So that is the
under 65, but before retain 22, right?
Right. Yeah. So that would be the second, and here. Okay.
Yeah.
Under 65.
No, it would be the second one. Yeah.
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 Okay.
There you go. And then dissolve. Okay. So basically what they're suggesting is that we've limited the commissions. We've set forth the task force. We've said which, and do we need to?
I think we're missing something now.
Do we need
because
to emphasize these are charter amendment commission?
That would be in the next bullet.
Do we need to say? Mm-hmm. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, is that have we specified for the voter in here that these commissions that they want to keep are either charter amendments or required by law, and that they're charter amendments because they were voted on by the voter and cannot be changed unless by the voter. And I'm not sure that we don't really need that sentence in here.
I agree with you. I don't think we need that detail.
I mean, we're talking about retaining and dissolving, but have we said anywhere why? These are separated out. They're separated out because they're charter amendments.
Well, wouldn't they be more concerned about, they would read the retention clause, but wouldn't they be more concerned about which commissions these are? For example,
that's true.
The police, the Rec and Park.
Right.
They'd be more concerned about which specific ones are staying in, as opposed to whether or not they're charter versus ordinance. That's not exactly inside baseball, but if I really don't know anything about how city government works or does not work, I'd be more concerned about, are they going to get rid of Park and Rec? Oh, good. It'll still be there. Or the Performing Arts Center. Oh, yeah, great. It's not being dissolved. But so in that sense, maybe charter versus ordinance isn't important. Important.
Addressing your point, Betty, what if we, I suggest we add the word mandated, that these commissions are mandated.
By law?
I'm not so sure.
I'm not sure we have to go into the, differentiating between ordinance or charter.
Well, we could just say these commissions.
Mandated commissions were
a result of the vote.
It could be voter mandated.
That's
voter man. Is that true?
I've got so many of them here. Do you know how many of these I have? Let's see. Oh, okay. The supervisors come up with, the way it is now, the city currently has about 130 appointed boards, commissions, and advisory bodies, commissions. Of the 130 commissions, 44 are established in the charter and can only be changed by the voters. Maybe that's where it belongs, up there in the way it is now.
Oh.
Like, rather than down in the proposal, yeah. The rest of the commissions are created by ordinance and typically maybe amended or deleted.
That seems like a good idea.
Maybe that's exactly where it belongs.
There is.
Because we've talked about the charter amendments and the ordinances, but we haven't said what they're doing. So, and maybe that's defining them more clearly, and that's where it belongs. And then we've dealt with the issues itself down in the proposal, and we're not having to deal with things like charter amendments and et cetera.
Yeah. Wait, okay. 44 are established in the charter, and only the voters can change them.
Yeah. Okay. So you think that?
Well, that'll sum it up. Except I'd change the phrasing a little bit.
We don't have any mandates. It just says what happens. Yeah, and it's what happens right now.
You have to put it closer to the voters, because we're referring to the voters. Only the voters can change. I don't know. Just closer to the voters. All right, so we've taken care of that whole
explanation problem in the way it is now. So, all right, now we've gone back down. Don't know where that one is. You're talking about the supervisors. Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I think as I saw this that it's, thanks. What I'm working with now is the changes that they've been asked, that the authors have asked for. So they've asked us to clarify that they said the third bullet written in the proposal could misleadingly suggest that other commissions, including those removed from the charter, are immediately dissolved. Well, I don't think we've done that. Have we?
But they are immediately dissolved, are they not?
Well,
yeah. Okay.
After some, no, there's a timeline.
Yeah, dissolve 16 months after the measure's effective.
And then they have to be restructured? Brad's shaking his head.
No, there's a timeline.
Yeah, there is a timeline.
So they're still running?
Right, everything continues as it is for a while.
For 16 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, for 16 months.
Okay.
They operate until.
Yeah.
So, and they keep clarifying this.
I'm happy with the way we got it.
There are various options that they keep giving us. I think we keep looking at them and we keep changing them, but supervisor has wants us to look at the yes vote to say, if you vote yes, you want to remove 24 commissions from the charter, limit the number of commissions the city may have to 65, establish a task force to recommend to the board which commissions would be authorized, reauthorized, restructured, or dissolved, give the mayor sole authority to appoint and remove city department heads, and give the police chief sole authority to adopt rules. So basically, his underlying is, if you vote yes, you want to remove 24 commissions from the charter and limit the number, and then establish a task force to recommend to the board which commissions would be reauthorized, restructured, or dissolved.
Can I ask
how does that differ? How does that differ from what we said?
Can I ask about the point further above in the proposal, limit the number of commissions to 65? Should we say something about the effective date at that point? The limit's not going to really take effect until 16 months in, right? So should we tell people that it's not going to happen right away, it'll be in 16 months?
May I suggest that we, going back to dissolve, I hate to do this, but if we move 16 months up to the beginning of the sentence, because right now it's after.
It's in the middle. Yeah.
It's after you list all these commissions, and then it says 16 months. So if we were to say dissolve, comma, within 16 months, or after 16 months, or in 16 months, comma, blah, 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 then it would place greater emphasis on the 16 months.
Okay.
I think within the timeline. Yeah. I don't know if within should stay, just simply dissolve, comma, 16
yeah,
months.
16 months, yeah.
Date.
Okay.
Or actually just, you know what, I would say, I'm sorry, just to dissolve.
In 16 months?
Yeah, okay, leave it as it is. 16 months after the measure's effective date, all other commissions including public health, et cetera, et cetera.
Can someone show me where it says 24?
It doesn't say it anywhere else.
65,
yeah.
I see 22. Is there a 24?
Mm-hmm.
You would need to add that to clarify.
Right, so it's not, I mean, I think for the,
yeah.
Well, the voter looking at this.
Wait, I haven't finished with
you. There's 130, there's 65, there's 22, and then at the end it says 24. And you're sitting this.
Yeah, thing. That's an addition.
Where's the 24?
I have to finish. I want to finish with the limit the city to a total of 65 commissions. I would like to suggest, 16 months after the measure's effective date to add here. Like, just to make it more clear that it's not happening right away, it's going to be after 16 months. Thoughts? Because right now it sounds like the limit happens first and then all these other things happen. All the other things have dates on them, but this one does not.
Well, then should we remove the 16 months after the measure's effective date from the fourth bullet point?
Well, we're going to...
I'm okay either way.
Solve.
I'm okay with all of them having dates.
Well, then why not put that in the first sentence? The proposed measure would make these changes to the charter.
Instead of these changes, we could say the proposed measure would limit the city.
16 months after the measure's effective date, the proposed measure would make these changes to the city charter.
Some of the timelines are different than the city.
Yeah. Is that screwing up the timeline there? Or?
Is that...
Some of the things happen immediately. Like
okay,
the
yeah.
mayor has a point, has authority
that's
to appoint
true.
Department
oh,
heads
true.
Immediately. So
yeah. that's true. Okay. We're getting all caught up in this.
I think that my 16 months belongs in that bullet point.
Betty, that might work if you say a 60-month process.
Because it refers to just the dissolution.
Yeah,
because there are other timelines for other actions.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think so you would go back and just limit the city to 65 commissions, period. Yes.
Okay.
Otherwise, we have to say within 5 months, within, you know, immediately within, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Betty,
well, that's what it does. It does limit us, it does limit the city to 65 commissions, period.
Ultimately, I think is what's going on here.
Yeah. Whether the timeline is involved there or not. Yeah. That's what it does. It limits the city.
Betty, I actually really liked what you said about adding some stuff in the sentence. I think if we said, if you just say 60 months, it's a problem, but if you say a 60-month process.
Brad just said that would be legally incorrect.
But if you said a 60-month process and you describe the process of some of the things happening now and some of them at 9 months and some of 60 months, I think that would be okay. And I think laying at the top that it's a 60-month process will help people be like, phew, they're not just deleting them right away necessarily.
Well, you can say, if you're talking about process, then you could say over 16 months.
Yeah.
But just an idea.
So the proposed measure would make these changes to the city charter over 16 months. I think that's a great suggestion.
After the measure's effective date, but.
You don't think it's important, right, Michelle?
Well, it's nice to have an idea, but. Because what they're saying that after X, Y, and Z are done, the city will have 65 commissions. But some things will happen after a certain time period.
After 9 months. Immediately.
Yeah.
Happens in 9 months.
Limit the city to a total of 65 commissions. Could say by the measure's effective date. Would that be correct?
Oh, it's 16 months after the measure's effective date.
It's with, yeah.
Yeah, but by the time you get to that date, you'll have 65 commissions. But before that date, you may have fewer,
you know,
more. Because it is a process.
I'm not convinced that. I think that, again, I'm not convinced that voters are going to imagine that instantly, presto, change-o, all these commissions are going to vanish. And this does outline it. This does say would recommend within 9 months, dissolve 16 months after the measure's effective date. Apparently adding 16 months after the measure's effective date at the very beginning kind of, convolutes. I think limit the city to a total of 65 commissions that simply and directly states what this is going to do. The bullet points afterward give some idea of what the timeline is going to be. I don't know. I'm just skeptical that voters are going to assume this means that instantly it's going to change.
And well, it's if because they we do, don't have a time on it.
If they do, the bullet points make clear that it doesn't, that it's that they give an idea of the process and the time.
I don't think it's clear when the 65 limit takes effect. Like
well,
when the limit takes effect.
16 months after the measure's effective date, all other commissions. So I think it does give an idea of the timeline without saying at the top 16 months after the measure's effective date.
I like what you're saying about removing 16 months after the measure's effective date, but I also want to do what Michelle said about over 16 months. So the proposed measure would make these changes to the city charter over 16 months.
Well, then,
I think that would be really nice.
The phrasing is limit the city to a total of 65 commissions. It is not reduce the city to 65 commissions. If you're saying, if you were using some form of the verb reduce, you would want to say within 16 months. But this is simply a statement of fact. This is what it does. It is going to limit the city to a total of 65 commissions, and then it sets out how it's done and within what time period each action needs to be done. So I don't think we need to put a generic term up there because it doesn't follow. It's not limit with it.
Okay. Can we go down to the further bullets? With only that other part on the screen, we forget that there are still more bullets.
Mm-hmm. And 16 months is repeated. It's emphasized throughout these bullets.
So why not have it at the top?
Because it's
not consistent all the way through.
It's not necessary, and it renders more complex what should be a very simple and direct description of the proposal.
Okay.
I find it confusing that the 65 limit doesn't have a timeline to it. And in fact, it might be nice. So there's other things that happen immediately, and it might be nice to say, to separate out, like, immediately, we immediately prohibit the city from paying commissioners or providing them with health care benefits. We immediately give the mayor sole authority to blah, 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 blah. Hmm. Like, it'd be great to have the time on all of these things because it's... So you're expecting the reader to assume that the 65 limit happens at 16 months, but that the prohibit the city from paying commissioners happens immediately. Like, they're gonna think that they're all one or the other because we didn't put a timeline on them.
I think you're confusing the timeline.
Yeah. Here. Well, now that I thought. Well,
you're confusing the timeline with the statement that it's just going to be 65 commissions.
Well, now that I thought it through a little bit more, maybe if we were talking about reducing, for example, from about 130 commissions to 65 commissions, then over a period of...
Yes,
then
yes,
then that
yes.
would make more sense. I mean, as it is now, a limit is just a statement of fact. But if we were talking about this is going to reduce from X to Y, then I think that explaining or having a time period, but since we don't, I think we can kind of live with what we
is
have.
Is that what the legislation says? Oh, does the legislation say reduce? Does it simply set out a limit?
There's a limit. It says that there can't be more than 65 once
the rest is
fully implemented.
Yeah. All it does is, so the statement is that it's setting out a limit.
Well, we know that there's a reduction because there's 130 and we're trying to get to 65, so it has to be a reduction.
And then it sets up.
I think we've beat this to the drum at the moment. I think it's time to open the floor to public comment. Perhaps the public in the audience can help us define.
Ready to go?
Floor is open.
Good afternoon, members of the committee. If I could point you to the attachment to Supervisor Peskin's memo, we tried to rewrite the entire thing because there was such difficulty with the flow. It's the same difficulty I'm seeing you have right here today. And so if you could just look at what we sent you and walk through it with me for a minute, I think it clarifies a lot of what you've been talking about. You've already clarified that of the 130, 44 are in the charter and the rest are not. That's incredibly important because charter commissions have protections and others don't. That's in there. Then when you get down to what the proposal does, there was confusion on Friday about, how does the 65 relate to the ones that are being added or deleted? So we put it in the flow. That would make sense. You have 44 in the charter. You're going to keep 20 of them. There's not 22 because two of them aren't in the charter. That was confirmed by your city attorney Friday. You keep 20 of them. Here's an example of what those are.
Then you remove 24. Here's an example of what those are. So you've taken care of the charter discussion of 44. Then you go to the 65, because that was confusing to several of you on Friday about how does the 65 relate to these ones you're getting out of the charter. So I put that further down. You go and you say you're limiting them to 65, and then as the proponents have repeatedly asked, you say how that happens. You establish the committee. Within 9 months, they have to make these recommendations. And then within 16 months, this happens. It gives you the exact timeline. That's right there. And so you've ended up doing the things that you've all been talking about in a flow that, at least to me, would make sense to the voters. The discussion about when your decision date is and when your effective date happens all the time. Every time we ever do anything, the effective date is always sometime later than the day you vote on something. And so it fits into that pattern the way we do everything else. So if you could just, you know, I really do think that we have solved as many of the problems that you have been raising over the last several days. And I would encourage you just to look at what we've written. We tried to be fair to the proponents. We tried to be fair to what your discussion was. And we've tried to just write it in a way that makes sense. And I don't think you had it in front of you before, because you were going back and forth on things that I think we've tried to solve for you.
I didn't have that. We're not somewhere or another.
So do you all have that now? Because it gives you what you've been talking about.
I didn't
have that. Did I have that? Where is it?
Yeah, yeah.
What date?
It was done. It was sent yesterday. It's dated yesterday.
There was a cover memo.
Where is it?
And then there was the actual writing.
It's in the binder. Yeah.
The first thing after 9.
Okay. This is always a mystery. It's where in the wrong.
And it shows you the flow that you actually were asking for on Friday.
It was in the wrong tab. Okay. Number.
Yeah.
Let's see. These are
okay.
All right.
The only other comment I would have, and maybe it's moot at this point, you were trying to figure out a way to categorize things, and I do. Supervisor Peskin puts in the letter that the categorization doesn't work. Enterprise is an accounting term. I will be happy to discuss it if somebody wants to ask me about it, but I don't think it effectively categorizes what's here. But again, I would recommend that you please just look at this, and I think the order in which it's in and the way that we've written it actually answers most of what you've been talking about for the last hour. Thank you.
So this is the one where it says they're recommending to say limit the city to a total of 65 commissions, retain 22 commissions, dot, dot, dot. Mm-hmm. And then the third point, a 5-member task force would recommend within 9 months, dot, dot, dot. Fourth point, the board could, by ordinance, reauthorize or restructure those commissions within the 60-month period. Oh, which one?
Okay. That's where it is.
So which this one is the points?
That song that was sent to me on my computer.
Ah, okay.
That's where it is.
So it starts with retain 20. Yeah. And then remove from the charter 24, and then
so
the city.
let's okay. Keep this in mind as we listen to what the authors have to tell us.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for the discussion. Thank you, Chair Packard. Can we actually scroll up just a little bit? Okay. Actually, back down to the proposal. Sorry, I just want to make sure I knew, since we've moved bullets around, where my notes had were different ones. So I think we got to a good place in terms of timeline. I think our intent of the letter, and again, hopefully you have it in front of you, it wasn't as clear in terms of the exact changes, but our whole point was to have the timeline so that you do have the flow. And I do think right now the way it flows is actually pretty good in terms of limiting. The intent is to limit to 65, and as the discussion mentioned, that is the overall intent of the ballot initiative, and then it flows through, I think, in a way that makes sense now. I think the one that I do want to come back to, and this is again in our letter, I think for here, bullet points 3 and 4, the retain 22 and dissolve, I think just thinking about two things, reflecting on two things that the committee was talking about last week for both the measures we discussed today as well as other measures, Great Highway comes six in my mind, is clarity and concision is really important for the voters. And I would say, I'd only point out that we do want to limit the number to 65, and these lists for both retain 22 commissions and dissolve the commissions, those lists right now are not comprehensive of everything that is going to be either retained or dissolved. One of the things that the committee talked about on Friday was then putting in the words you need to know or putting in that full list there. I think that's actually really important, is let's just put the full list there instead of having to list out examples. Because I think listing out those examples, the question would be, how do you get to that list of those? Why is, disability and aging services there versus graffiti advisory board, et cetera? And so I think that's actually very much a subjective of how you actually select what would be on that list for both to retain and dissolve. So we do have in our letter that Kanishka Chang, our CEO, wrote and sent over the weekend, a couple options of how to have the language that would encapsulate the summary element of this, and then to allow the full lists of both the dissolve and retain to be in the words you know. And I think, again, solving for clarity and concision for voters is important. And so I think that one option, I'll just read it out, is for that dissolve point. Instead of having it say dissolve, say all other commissions will be subject to a process for the city to consider reauthorizing or restructuring them to comply with a 65 commission limit. The commissions under this review process would be subject to dissolution 16 months after the measure's effective date if the review process does not result in their reauthorization. That second option, to then take both the retain and the dissolve point, would just say retain 22 commissions. All other commissions, including charter commissions, will be subject to a process for the city to consider reauthorizing or restructuring them to comply with the 65 commission limit. The commissions in this review process will be subject to dissolution 16 months after the measure's effective date if the review process does not result in their reauthorization. Again, I think you can add language or think about changing that to then make sure that voters know that the words you need to know contains all the lists. But I do think, just to reiterate, how we get to the list of commissions that are there is a very subjective process itself. So I do think making that list comprehensive for voters and making it clear by taking them out of the four examples would be helpful. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
I have a point of information here. The supervisor list says there's only 20 commissions that will be retained, and yet your legislation says 22, which is correct.
So there are two commissions that are not in the charter that we're saying are retained. That's the difference.
So it's 20 charter.
It's 20?
Charter, 20 charter commissions and two non-charter commissions.
Correct.
Okay.
So the total is 22.
22.
22, 20 charter, two non-charter.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good afternoon again, committee members. Sorry to rectify a point of formality earlier. I didn't introduce myself. I'm Spencer with Together SF. Just wanted to thank you for your service. I wanted to go over two points real quick just for your edification. I heard some discussion earlier about what the measure does and doesn't do, but it does not eliminate or remove any specific commissions from existing. It's up to the city task force to recommend which commissions are reauthorized, / restructured, / consolidated past the 16-month deadline. And I know it looks like it's a big wall of things being crossed out, but all the sections that are being crossed out of the city charter in our legislation don't actually go into effect until the 16-month commission dissolution date. That applies to all commissions not reauthorized by the city task force. And, of course, the city task force can always reauthorize any of the crossed-out charter commissions, like the health commission, to exist past that 16-month commission dissolution date. The only difference is that a reauthorized commission would exist in the admin code instead of charter if it was formerly a charter commission. But it's not like the commission would actually be.
But suddenly
eliminated.
We're getting so much in the weeds that we just can confusing the heck out of the voter. And what happens
right.
when you do that is the voter says, the heck with it, I'm voting no because I don't understand it.
Right. Well, this is just simply for your edification. I'm not requesting any sort of.
Right.
Yeah. But to reemphasize what my colleague had just said, I do think that listing, especially because these two lists don't quite match, listing out all these commissions and bodies is a little imprecise and it's a little confusing. If I were just a regular voter and saw all those things, I'd be like, okay, that's a lot of text. I'm just going to skip. So I believe that as my colleague had suggested, it's best to just consolidate it as suggested. So I would just submit that for the committee's consideration. Thank you.
I wish we could go into the detail that everybody thinks we should go into, but, you know, as we look at this, sometimes we have to look at it in terms of just how much can the voter absorb before they say the heck with it. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have a...
Thank you. I'm Nate Harrell, aide for Supervisor Peskin. I just thank you for your time and for tackling this long, complex measure. I wanted to bring you back to the redlined version that we shared, and thank you for adopting, under the way it is, the clarifying sentence that says...
Well, it did clarify. So.
...what a charter charter commission is versus a commission created by ordinance. I think that's super helpful. I think that was kind of the main thrust of our letter, was to try to emphasize what it means to take these commissions out of the charter, because, frankly, I find this measure confusing, and I think voters probably will too. And I think so. The task before you is quite hard. It's you've been doing a great job trying to get because it says these will be retained, these will be reauthorized. But the key thing that's happening is that there will not be more commissions than 65, and the 24 in the charter will be removed, and that has a very specific meaning, which is why we raised the charter aspect of it. That, you know, when you remove them from the charter, that they, you know, can be reauthorized without decision-making power, but that's not the same. So their status as, you know, chartered commissions is definitely happening, no matter what, whether they're reauthorized or not in kind of a weaker form. So that was what we were, that's the main thing we were going for. I think in terms of the, how to balance the two bullets about retaining the commissions versus dissolving or removing the commissions, our red line here offers a shortened list of both that tries to balance, you know, kind of examples of both of them. I know that's hard to do, but I think it gives the voters an idea of what, you know, what they're doing. You could also, the way it is written right now, the retain bullet really does have almost all of the 22.
We've got the red line. Yeah.
Thank okay.
You. Yeah. Thank you.
So that's what we're yeah. going for.
We've got it. And,
great. Yeah. Thanks.
All right, Nate. Thank you. Any other?
Yeah, I was just sitting comfy in my chair, waiting for my turn to speak. thank you guys again for your time on this measure. I understand how complex it can be. I've been working on this for almost a year now, so I appreciate your patience as we move through this. I just wanted to come up and just reemphasize the point that one of my colleagues, Russ, was making earlier today, that the list of commissions that are currently included does seem to be subjective. Right now, I would argue that the list is not. It can be misleading to voters to think about if they look at this list, they could think that that is a comprehensive list as opposed to the full list of commissions that could be reconstituted, consolidated. I know there was a lot of back and forth on Friday about the 108 other ones.
So we're considering putting in the list in the words you need to know.
That was going to be the recommendation that I was going to suggest.
I think the more we talk about it, that's more the way we would like to go rather than just
listing them out.
Just trying to to pick and choose.
Yeah, exactly. Just for brevity, I think, and just to make sure that people have a full understanding of what could potentially be impacted.
I don't know if you agree, but I think that the highlighted ones that the supervisors picked out are less than we had put in there, but they do give the thought of which ones are going to be retained and which ones are not. So I think what we're all talking about is reduce the numbers of those that we've listed, but put in the words you need to know, the entire list. Yeah, it's going to take it probably half a page, but we've known to do that before.
Yeah, exactly. So to that point, I was just going to say, again, I've been working on this measure for almost a year now as part of the team that researched and helped draft it. And as part of that, I've also done extensive community outreach for the last 8 months over this measure to help make sure people understand it. And through those conversations, there are a lot of commissions that people really care about, and ones that people may not be thinking about. So again, just going back to that list, and I think consolidating down both for brevity, but also for clarifications that people can go into the need to know section and actually see, okay, this is what's being impacted. I think focusing on whether or not it's a charter or an ordinance commission is not something that people are necessarily going to be focused on so much as what is the commission itself. And I do think the conversation about having, this number of commissions from the charter, that it places priority on the charter commissions as opposed to, again, the 108 that are not included in that list. So, again, just emphasizing the recommendation that's in our letter that my colleague Russ already brought up. And then I would also just ask removing in the yes vote, the 24, I believe if we scroll down to the yes vote, that remove 24 commissions from the charter. I think that again, it's placing priority over the charter ones and would give the impression that those are the only ones affected as opposed to the to all of the other commissions that are subject to this public process.
Okay, thank you. I will tell you that once you've invested a year of your life, you know what you want us to say, and that oftentimes is not what we wind up as. So I hope you're
I am way too into this measure. Yeah,
so thank you.
Yeah, thank
you.
I do have a
question, which is
what
was the impetus to get you people together to create this idea and then get the signatures to put this on the ballot? I mean, what preempted all of this?
Yeah, so last August, we actually had commissioned a report from the Rose Institute out of Claremont McKenna College, which is the Good Governance Institute down in Southern California.
Which college?
Claremont McKenna.
Okay.
But we asked that team to look at the structure of our city government and provide recommendations on areas for improvement. They came up with 4 recommendations, which I won't go into all of those ones, but one of the recommendations was around the commission structure and changing how it changing how it currently operates to make the city more effective in addressing residents' concerns. So this measure is just coming out of the recommendations from that report.
It was surprising to me to just out of the blue all of a sudden it came. But I realized the civil grand jury had also at the same time.
Yeah, it's really great timing. but no, thank you again for your time.
Okay, thank you. I think we can go back. Okay, we have one more.
Hello, my name is Thomas Lee, Together SF Action. Thank you so much for your long-time consideration about this measure. You've gone through back and forth about timeline and stressing the importance of what to include and what not to include. I think to your earlier point, in terms of the list, putting a comprehensive list is a great option for people to reference, but also like scrolling down to the dissolve, sorry, a little higher, right underneath. Yep, the dissolve. I think this list is of the ones that I think the supervisor has suggested based on the charter ones, but there's also some advisory ones, everything from LGBT+ advisory to graffiti advisory that are ordinance-based that also would be up for consideration. I think this list is polarizing and more politically driven to include these ones that are top of mind for the supervisor. This can be sorted out in the ballot arguments for opponents to think that certain commissions are very important and should not be considered for dissolved. So I think this polarizing and putting in this list is not very helpful. As we were going out collecting signatures on this, as we had, we did not say which ones we were trying to get rid of. We're trying to say we want to limit it, and these are the ones we're keeping, these 22 we're keeping, and people were on board with that. And with that, many people signed on to our ballot argument, so that this thing could end up in this November ballot. Scrolling down, back to Member Alicia Wang's point, this 24 removal number does not appear anywhere else, and this is very confusing for voters, as this could end up in ballot arguments later on for the opponents of this measure saying this removes. This is very polarizing. As we went out to collect signatures, we didn't go with a hatchet and say this ballot measure aims to remove 24 charter commissions. So we want to ask that you remove this, remove 24 commissions from the charter language that was suggested by the opponents. This is misleading to the voters and is guiding them with this negative deficit that we're trying to get rid of commissions, when really we're retaining 22 and then leading on to the 65 limit. So if anything, if you want to put something there, it's retain 22 leading to the 65. So to Member Alicia Wang's point, that number is coming out of the blue and the very end in the yes statement. Thank you.
Okay, now, then we've heard everyone. Public comment is now closed. I suggest that we do go back and look at the timeline suggested by the supervisor, because I think that's also the same thing that the authors are talking about, that we've listed it. So we do put retain, and he's got, the supervisor would suggest that we just move the limit, the city, to 65 commissions further on down the bullet lines, and start out with retain the number of commissions and then dissolve the, although he says remove from the charter, but we've got, still got dissolve. And then after we put the retain and dissolve and remove, then we put limit the city. It's probably not a bad timeline. Move the dissolve. Yeah. What do you think?
I'm okay with it.
Now,
we're
looking right now at how we're listing them. There is some suggestion that we can cut out a whole lot of these commissions, since we're putting the list in the words you need to know. We can highlight which ones we think are.
Well. The need to know is going to have the entire list, correct?
Right.
I see no problem though with including a few, you know, in the ballot. Obviously, I mean, just to give people an idea.
Well, the supervisor thinks that the most important ones to list in retention are police, fire, rec and park, MTA, public utilities, ethics, and boards overseeing employee health benefits and retirements. I'm not sure that we need all those. I can see why he's listed the boards overseeing employee health benefits and retirements, because there's a good many of people involved in that. But still, what we're wanting is to just highlight, since we're going to be putting them all in the words you need to know, do we want to leave them all in here or not?
Hmm.
We could cut back the list.
Yeah.
I think we could cut back on them and the boards. I think we could cut after ethics if we... I think we could just go... Because we're talking about the commissions and then... That, which doesn't include the boards. I think I would just say retain 22 commissions, including police, fire, rec and park, MTA, public utilities, and ethics. And there, I'd just stop it there.
That's fine with me. Well, perhaps he was reacting to our language before we made the suggestion that we were going to include the full list.
Right.
Yeah. So since we are going to include the full list, it would seem redundant.
Well, we could highlight just a few.
Not many.
Right.
Yeah, I think the voter would want to know
when they're
looking at the ballot what at least some of them would be.
Right.
And I'm sure there are young voters who don't know what commissions are.
Well, we hope they get... We hope they get a little knowledge.
Actually, but referring to the timeline, wouldn't it make more sense to have the bullet with the 5-member task force? I know it breaks up retain and dissolve. The second bullet as opposed to the last one?
Sounds to me like it might, yeah.
Yeah, because you're going to retain 22 commissions, and then, okay, the task force is formed.
Isn't a task force responsible for reauthorizing or restructuring?
And I still think that those two bullet points should go be side by side.
Yeah, but
I kind of agree. I think, yeah. And then I guess the total does belong in the third bullet, unless it belongs somewhere at the after.
It's funny, we've said restructuring them within the 65 commission limit, and then we said limit the city to a total of 65 commissions.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, that's going to.
So I wonder if we should
put that in
that is
before. Then we need to re.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Can we put it back to being first?
What?
Since we do refer to the 65 commission limit before we actually refer to the requirement.
That's fine with me if that's where you think it belongs.
I'm fine with it being first.
Limiting it to 65 should be first.
Well, if we're going
that
to...
That is really the end result of the proposal.
Can I ask a question to the committee? So we have a bunch of bullet points about kind of this like 16-month process, what's going to be retained, what's going to be dissolved, the task force. And then I think we have the second half of our list has some stuff that, if I understand correctly, is going to happen right away. So like prohibit the city from paying commissioners or providing them with health care benefits. Does that happen right when the measure becomes effective?
Right.
Brad's nodding. Yes. Same with give the mayor sole authority to appoint and remove most city department heads.
So what are you suggesting?
I think we should have two lists, one for this process and then one for stuff that happens right away. That's what I'm suggesting.
Generally, when the voters vote for something, it takes effect immediately. Isn't that true?
Well, there's usually a set date when the vote.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But generally, it takes effect in January, you know.
Within the date as specified in the measure.
Yes. Yeah. So I think we only need to specify the timeline for things that are not, that are happening later.
I could be okay with that. Then we have to say the timeline for limit to 65 because that doesn't happen immediately. Leave the rest alone.
You know, I don't think anybody has any problem with how we've done it, particularly except that they want the emphasis on the fact that we're limiting it to 65, and we're only retaining 22, and we're dissolving. And I don't like that bullet that says dissolving 16 months after the measure's effective date, all other commissions.
Well, we can start it off with 16 months after the measure's effective date, dissolve all other commissions.
I would suggest dissolve all other commissions 16 months after the measure's effective date, including.
Okay.
Because then you have the parallel retain and dissolve.
Possibility, yeah.
I just think it's really clunky.
I agree.
And the emphasis is that it's dissolving all other commissions, including these that we've highlighted. We don't need to include all of them, but
Carly,
that's the point, and that.
I was suggesting dissolve all other commissions 16 months after the measure's effective date. Is that what you wanted as well, Michelle?
Well, I suggested leading off the bullet with the time limits, but
you know,
whatever makes it most readable.
Well, do you think it should go here, or do you think it should go after juvenile probation?
I question at this point if we need it there.
Dissolve other commissions.
We definitely have to say when it happens. It's just a matter of how to say it so that it's easy to read.
I think, you know, I think we could take what the supervisor said and make it a little easier. That said, because we're talking about, he says remove. I don't like the word remove. I still like dissolve. Dissolve from the charter, 24 commissions, including, and he's listed what, 5 of them, period. And then say the board could later reestablish those bodies as advisory commissions. Now he says by ordinance at this point.
I thought these 24 were not necessarily being dissolved if they could be reauthorized or restructured.
Oh, they're gone.
But when are they gone? And when would you say that they're gone?
They're subject to the process of potentially being recommended to be reestablished or continued or whatever, and the board would adopt an ordinance that authorizes that.
So I don't think we can say that they're dissolved. I think they're being struck from the charter, that is true, but they're still going to operate over the 16 months, and they'll stay operating so long as they are, you know, get restructured.
Well, it may or may not be 16 months.
That's why I don't think we can say we're going to dissolve these 24, because I don't think they're necessarily going to be dissolved. They're definitely going to be changed.
Well, supervisor fees are going to be removed.
But they're being removed from the charter, but they're not running anymore. They're still going to be running. So I don't think dissolve is correct. Brad, am I on the right track here?
I think saying dissolve from the charter is strange. And yeah, that doesn't really make sense to me.
You
because
can't dissolve from the
you
charter.
Could you could say dissolve 24 charter commissions.
Which is.
But you don't dissolve from.
Yeah.
That's kind of.
Yeah, 24 charter commissions.
That just sounds weird.
But they're being removed from the charter, but the commissions aren't being dissolved. Is that right?
They won't be in the charter.
They won't be in the charter.
They won't continue in the way they are now because they won't be decision-making. If the board decides to reauthorize them, they'll be advisory bodies. But in the interim, they will stay, they'll continue to function until that whole process has completed. Either if the board does nothing on certain charter commissions, then they will dissolve. And if the board, passes an ordinance that, continues the health commission or any of these, then it'd be an advisory body.
So the only thing that we're sure of is that they are going to be removed.
They're going to be removed for the charter.
That's a
for
fact,
sure.
Right?
Those 24.
Now, whether or not they'll be dissolved is contingent upon
what the board does. That's
okay.
Right.
So wouldn't it be safer to say remove?
That's what the supervisor is suggesting. Mm-hmm. Start talking about 24 charter commissions, just in the bullet above, you might want to change. If we're only going to be talking about the charter commissions in these two bullets, then that should be 20. And the other thing I would change in this bullet is not to say boards. I'd say commissions because we're referring to the commissions as commissions, no matter whether they're called a board or whatever. So don't say boards in that.
Yeah. Right.
Were we going to cut?
But
the
it's not a commission overseeing,
retirement?
Is it? Isn't it a board? Were you suggesting taking out the board itself?
No, just the word that Carly has highlighted. It said boards before, and I just think you should not. You're referring to them collectively as commissions. I think we defined it earlier, so don't separately say something as a board because then it just makes it confusing.
So, weren't we talking about cutting it after ethics and deleting the commissions overseeing employee health benefits retirement? I thought we had cut that, but it's still there.
Well, actually, shouldn't it be retain 20 charter commissions, comma, including police, fire, and public utilities, take out the comma, and ethics, and a comma after, not no comma after utilities. Utilities and ethics, and then comma, and the commissions overseeing employee health benefits and retirement.
Do we even need that?
Yeah, I want to cut it.
I don't know. We don't really have to.
It's not technically a commission, it's a board. We're only listing those that we think are the average voter is going to look at and go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that employee health and benefits and retirement
would be something they would be interested in.
I'm sorry.
I think employee health benefits and retirement would be something that they'd be interested in seeing, that they would consider that important.
Is it just for city employees or is it for everybody?
City employees. I'm overseeing city employee health benefits and retirement.
I think that would be of interest. Yeah.
The board, though, no, it's not a commission. So we can't say board.
So of the 130 commissions, some of them are boards?
Yeah, advisory bodies.
Right. They have all kinds of different names. There's the task forces. There's working
boards.
Groups. There's all kinds of different.
Yeah, but have we referred to boards anyplace else?
I think in the very beginning, there was a definition of what they all are collectively referring to them as commissions.
How soon we forget. Okay.
If it's
a board, then we can, if a board is within the definition of commissions, then we can.
Yeah, then we're okay.
Right. Okay.
All right. Then it goes back to utilities, comma, ethics, and the And
are we going back to that?
Well,
we can do.
We don't want to keep saying commissions and commissions when we're in the same line. I don't even know.
Okay, commissions. Okay, we could say. And those overseeing. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Carly.
Yeah, and those overseeing.
And those overseeing employee health benefits and retirement.
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
Sorry for all these changes, Carly. See. Okay.
That, all right. So you're still wanting to leave the limit, the numbers of commissions at the top. Now you're retaining the 20 charter. Now we're going to remove the 24, and we've already said they could later reestablish these bodies as advisory commissions.
Sure.
Are we pointing? Okay. All right.
Okay.
Now, I heard on Friday that some of these commissions, like the health department, can sign contracts that immediately they cannot do when they become
ordinance
retained. They're going to be. So, but that's that's another.
That's after the 16-month.
Yeah. All right. So now we've got removing the commission. Now we're limit. Now we're going to. The supervisor says establish a 5-member task force. Which do we?
That would recommend within 9
yeah.
months. Which commission should be?
And he says should recommend instead of that would recommend.
He says which would recommend within 9 months which commission should be reauthorized or restructured or dissolved.
Oh, sorry.
I thought dissolved was if they didn't do anything.
Well, he doesn't. He doesn't list it, but that's
established. That would
he does
recommend.
Say dissolved because we've said dissolved. So now but we're saying removed.
Dissolved isn't the task force doesn't do something to dissolve stuff. They don't do if they don't take an action, then it's dissolved.
Right, but so they might recommend that they okay. let the city let those dissolve and not okay. reauthorize them.
Oh, right. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to clarify, the dissolution comes first, and then you have reauthorization and reestablishment and restructuring.
Well, yeah, if they don't do anything like restructure, then they would be null and void, right?
The board could take action before the 16-month period ends so that there isn't like a gap, basically. So they're not going to have the same authority they had before, at least for the charter commissions, but they could continue in existence without actually dissolving. If the board passes an ordinance that becomes effective before that period ends.
Right. So they're not actually dissolved?
If the board did nothing, they would dissolve.
They would dissolve.
Right.
After 16 months.
After 16 months.
One of the comments that we heard from the authors is that the number 24 charter commissions to be removed is not specific to the legislation.
Well, no, that it crosses out the ones that are being taken out of the charter. So, yes, it's specific to the legislation.
Okay. All right. So basically now what we're doing is we're technically listing a timeline, although we started off with limiting the city to 65 commissions. Then we're going to retain, remove, establish a task force, and then now here's where the supervisor thinks that we could put in the effective by saying the board could by ordinance reauthorize or restructure these commissions within a 16-month period after the measure's effective date to prevent them from being dissolved. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Correct.
So that's basically, I think, that's answering Grace's question.
Right. Oh, okay.
After the measure's effective date, within a 16-month period after the measure's effective
mm-hmm,
date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And now, Is that the timeline that we want the voter to see? We've talked about retain, remove, limit.
It gives
establish, and we've given the effective date. Yeah. Okay, so you think we've
solved enough detail.
Two or three different. Yeah.
I have more to say, but I'll say it below.
I'm sorry?
What?
She says she had more to say, but she'll say it below.
Oh. Okay, now we're talking about the yes vote.
Mm.
Oh, wait. Can we scroll down a little bit more? So there are some bullet points here that happen immediately, which I think we should consider separating outright. So we've got, you know, the board could authorize ordinance. By ordinance reauthorize. So the on your screen, the first three bullet points are talking about this restructuring process and after the restructuring process, whereas I think the last three bullet points happen immediately. Is that right, Brad? Does the police thing happen immediately?
Hmm.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So these three things happen immediately on the measure's effective date, and that's why I think we should maybe put them in a separate list.
Put them where?
I think the last three, Carly, not the last four.
The last three?
Okay. Yeah, the last three.
What do you want to do with them?
I just want to have separate them with a sentence that's not in a bullet.
Should it say something like, effective immediately? This proposal would.
I think we should say from the measure's effective date, because that's not.
From the measure's effective date?
From the measure's effective date. Okay.
From the measure's effective date, proposition blank would. Yeah, this is fine.
From the measure's, okay, yeah, immediately.
What do you all think?
Well,
I don't like after the measure's effective date.
What would you say?
Well, would it be
immediately
since we mentioned dates and timelines for the previous bullets, could a voter infer that the last three would take effect when the measure was effective? I don't know.
This is where I have a problem, because there's almost everything we let people infer. Like, we either say the timeline explicitly, or I think it's pretty clear that it happens after the restructuring, mm-hmm. Except for the very first bullet, which says limit to 65 commissions, and then these last three. And those four happen at different times, right? The limit happens at the end of the 16 months, and then these three happen immediately. So I think we need to make some kind of distinction.
Excuse me. Have we, in anywhere, have we mentioned what the effective date is?
16 months after the...
No, we won't know what the effective date is, because it depends on when the Secretary of State files the charter amendment. If it's approved, that's when it starts. Yeah. I think it's 10 days after
Once the measure goes into effect, at the time, when the measure goes into effect, blah, blah, blah.
I think on the measure's effective...
I
like when the measure goes...
Well, what?
I like what Pam just said.
What did I just say? I don't remember.
You said when the measure...
Thank you. Goes into effect, and that's kind of like,
Proposition blank would.
Yeah, just kind of be vague enough to be specific. But, yeah.
Well, doesn't... But before we do that this, a given, though?
I want to confirm in the legal text that this is actually accurate. It might not be accurate with respect to the police section. Hold on. I have to look through it. It's, like, very complicated. There's a whole section of the measure about when things become effective. So, anyway.
So, you would just go back and say proposition blank also would without any kind of measure. That's generic.
I leave to you what the voters care about, but do they care whether it's tomorrow or over the next 16 months? I mean, this is what it's going to do eventually. So.
I think they care when the limit happens. I don't know if they care about the other stuff, but yeah. I think it's weird that, like, if this stuff happens right away, then we're kind of implying that the limit happens right away. I think it's confusing.
I, I think we could be generic enough to say proposition blank also would.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, let's just, yeah.
Yeah, let's
I
do
like that.
Yeah, I
yeah, that
because
makes
it's going to do
I like that.
At some point.
Right, yeah.
I like that.
Happens. Yes. That separates the last
also,
three bullets
okay.
a bit.
I would
from
say
the,
also would.
But also would, okay. Yeah.
You got your colon, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So there is some separation.
And that's
yeah.
probably.
Oh, also would, not would also?
Also would, yeah.
Also okay. would.
Yeah, because you've got the colon.
Yeah.
And then if I could suggest, if we scroll up to the beginning of the proposition, what do you think about, oops, sorry, just the proposal section. The proposed measure would make these changes to the city charter over 16 months.
We already talked about
eliminated that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I think this is better. I could
yeah.
be happy with this.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, Carly has this highlighted. Do we want to leave that in there?
Period. After the measure's effective date.
Do we hear a point of information here?
I bet they're not going to put that in here, so I don't.
Sorry. If you wanted to say what is happening sooner, it's not the last three, it's the last four bullets.
The allow the mayor point doesn't do anything until
the
commission has been reauthorized, restructured, new, retained, I see.
Oh.
Some retained.
When does the mayor get to appoint more than two-thirds?
I think that one comes into effect immediately, but it doesn't, like, the measure doesn't impact current commissioners' terms. So, like, that will take time before it actually happens
but
based on when the commissioners
March of 2025, the mayor will be able to appoint more commissioners. Not 16 months.
Okay.
Right?
Right. Like, as they term out of their terms. I don't think it's worth getting into this
obviously
issue.
Obviously, the supervisor didn't either since he left it.
It's the fur book.
I'm just changing.
Okay.
Thanks, Brad.
So
we just put the line above.
How?
I like it the way we have
allow
it.
Allow the mayor. And then, so
I think we should leave it like this. I agree with Brad's point.
So we're not sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, well, we're not indicating that that's going to happen right away anyway. We're just specifying that this will happen, that also will happen. So. I don't know that we are given any inclination that it's going to be one day earlier or later than the other. Now, a yes vote means, Carly has highlighted what the supervisor wants. We have said earlier, you want to limit the number of total number of commissions the city may have to 65. Give the mayor sole authority to appoint and remove city department heads, and give the police chief sole authority to adopt rules governing police officers' conduct. That's what we agreed to the other day. Do we want to? The supervisor suggested that we that we add this. Our the authors of the legislation have given us a yes vote that I think. What do you think?
I don't think we need it.
What is the yes vote language proposed by the authors?
Well, I read it a few minutes.
Said just everything that's highlighted, we had just said it was fine with what it was before. We had said it was fine.
Mm.
No change. No change to your original.
Yeah, you don't want to change, right? You liked what we had?
You had, right.
They liked what we had.
The original.
Mm-hmm, our original.
I'm troubled by inserting the 24 commissions here because I don't see that it's referenced earlier or explained earlier in the text.
Removed, yes, it is.
Removed 24 commissions.
Removed 24 commissions, including public health. That's one of the bullet points.
Yeah.
I don't like having that in the yes vote because I think it's confusing about removing, like, we are removing them from the charter, but they're not, I think people reading it in the yes vote are thinking that they're going to be dissolved, which is not necessarily true. That, you know, I think it's too confusing and too hard to explain in the yes vote. That's why I don't want to mention it there.
I like what we did because while we're not parroting above, we're stating you want to limit the total number of commissions. The city may have the 65.
Which is the point.
Give right. the mayor sole authority to appoint and remove city department heads and give the police chief sole authority to adopt rules governing police officers' conduct. I mean, I see what the opponents, I understand how they, why they feel that should be in there, but
I think what the yes, what our version of a yes vote does is that it mentions the outcome,
yeah,
but it doesn't get into how that's going to be achieved and the process, because then
is,
you could
which is all
just
above.
Endless and can get endless explanations. So
I'd take it out.
So
if we had like a book, then we could put this in.
Well, you know, I certainly understand what the supervisor, yeah. and how he feels and why that's a major difference and that he feels we should include. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a huge ballot argument,
yeah.
and one yeah. that a lot of people will pay attention to. But I think here that what we're talking about is just a general overview that says to the voter, they want to limit the number, and that means retain, remove, dissolve, yeah, whatever.
Exactly.
Go above and check it out. And the giving the mayor the authority to appoint and remove department heads, which is a very significant point that we just kind of are just kind of sitting in there and we've kind of ignored as we've gone through it, and so has everybody else. But anyway, I like what we did.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I realize that that's not what everybody else likes, but I like what we did.
I do too.
So.
We had a long, thoughtful discussion.
We did.
A long, thoughtful discussion.
And I think by listing, by making that very long list, which is, as I said, is going to take up a half a page, that we have shown, we'll be showing the voters what's going to be kept, what's going to be looked at.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's our if it's up to us to talk about what they will do, whether they'll be able to sign contracts and this, that, and the other or not. I didn't ever see that as part of the legislation, so I don't know that that's something that we can really get into, but is certainly a distinctive part for the voter to understand, but it looks to me like it's going to have to be a ballot argument because it's of the way it's written. So I'm asking if there's anything else someone on the committee wants us to look at. Brad?
I just wonder whether charters usually capitalize or not. I think you might want to go couple times when it's not.
I
charter.
Then wouldn't we have to capitalize commissions?
No.
Well, anything we could, but we don't have
I'm
to.
I'm sorry, what?
We could cap commissions, but then we'd have to do it in the first sentence.
Yeah, true. Okay.
But
good point.
It's, you know.
Good point.
It's not
all
a
right.
major point. You
all
know?
Right. If I'm hearing nothing else from the committee, so I think we should have a final reading. We've spent a whole lot of time on this.
Hopefully, the way it is now.
Hopefully good time.
Okay. Oh, definitely.
The way it is now, the city currently has about 130 appointed boards, commissions, and advisory bodies, parens commissions. Of the 130 commissions, 44 are established in the charter and can be changed only by the voters. The rest of the commissions are created by ordinance and typically may be amended or deleted by act of the board. Under current law, bullet point, there is no limit on how many commissions the city may have. Bullet point, many commissions have decision-making authority, others are merely advisory. Some decide appeals and other administrative hearings. Bullet point, some commissions oversee and set policy for city departments. These commissions generally nominate candidates to serve as department head. The mayor has authority to appoint the department head solely from the candidates the commission nominates. Generally, only the commission has authority to remove the department head. Bullet point. For many commissions, the mayor appoints at least a majority of its members, and the Board of Supervisors, parens, board, appoints the rest. The mayor appointments are generally subject to board confirmation or rejection. Bullet point. The mayor and board may remove members from some commissions only for official misconduct. Bullet point. The city pays members of some commissions. Bullet point. The city provides members of some commissions with health care benefits. Bullet point. The police commission adopts rules governing police officers' conduct. Their proposal. The proposed measure would make these changes to the city charter. Bullet point. Limit the city to a total of 65 commissions. Bullet point. Retain 20 charter commissions, including police, fire, recreation and park, municipal transportation agency, public utilities and ethics, and those overseeing employee health benefits and retirement. The measure would also allow the city to retain commissions that federal or state law require. Bullet point. Remove 24 charter commissions, including public health, library, human rights, human services, arts, environment, small business, and juvenile probation, subject to a process for the city to consider reauthorizing or restructuring them within the 65 commission limit. The board could later reestablish these bodies as advisory commissions by ordinance. Bullet point, establish a 5-member task force that would recommend within 9 months which commissions should be reauthorized or restructured or dissolved to stay within the 65 commission limit. The task force would be appointed by the mayor, the president of the board, the controller, the city administrator, and the city attorney. Bullet point, the board could, by ordinance, reauthorize or restructure those commissions within the 16-month period after the measure's effective date to prevent them from being dissolved. The board could later reestablish and create new commissions subject to the 65 commission limit. Bullet point, require that any commission the board reauthorizes, restructures, or creates could only advise the board and mayor and have no decision-making authority except as mandated by state or federal law. Decision-making authority would transfer from commissioners to department heads. Authority to decide appeals and other proceedings would transfer to hearing officers. Bullet point, allow the mayor to appoint without board review at least 2/3 of the members of reauthorized, restructured, or new commissions and some retained commissions. The board would have authority to appoint up to 1/3 of the members of those commissions. The board and mayor could each remove the members they appoint for any lawful reason. Proposition blank would also, bullet point, prohibit the city from paying commissioners or providing them with health care benefits. Bullet point, give the mayor sole authority to appoint and remove most city departments heads. Bullet point, give the police chief sole authority to adopt rules governing police officers' conduct. The police commission would retain authority to discipline police officers and retain oversight over the Department of Police accountability. If Proposition Blank passes with more votes than Proposition Blank, then Proposition Blank would have no legal effect. A yes vote means if you vote yes, you want to limit the total number of commissions the city may have to 65, give the mayor sole authority to appoint and remove city department heads, and give the police chief sole authority to adopt rules governing police officers' conduct. A no vote means if you vote no, you do not want to make these changes.
The only thing I caught is on the bullet that starts, it's 1, 2, 3 before the where we changed it to. Anyway, it's the bullet that starts. The board could, by ordinance, reauthorize or restructure, and it says from being dissolved, but we changed the word dissolved to removed.
Ah, we removed, right. Thank you. Okay. That's right. Wait. From being removed?
We did change the word dissolved to removed, did we not?
I thought that was from the charter. That was a charter commissions.
And all the rest would be?
All the rest would be
okay.
Removed or dissolved.
Okay.
Would that?
Well, isn't that?
Would that? Is
think,
that what's
I
going
think it
on?
Should just be dissolved here.
Okay.
Removing is something you do from the charter when the commission could still be running.
Oh, okay.
And dissolving is something you do to the commission itself.
Okay. Good point. I just have a couple of things. Of course, they involve commas. The very first line of the way it is now, there shouldn't be a comma after commissions. And in the bullet point that begins, remove 24. Where was it? You have to add a comma somewhere. Oh, yeah. Remove 24 comma commissions. Commissions, comma, including public health, blah, 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 blah. It's only commas.
And I still don't like subject to a process for the city to consider reauthorizing and restructuring them within the 65 commission limit. That just seems like...
How about subject to the city's reauthorizing or restructuring them within a 65 commission limit?
If we just took out to a process, that's better.
Well, you could say subject to the city
consider
reauthorizing or structure or, yeah, I mean, you have to take an action.
Reauthorizing or restructuring.
Yeah, so they'd be gone unless they were reauthorized or restructured. Yes. They could think
about it. So I would just say subject to the city reauthorizing or restructuring them.
Yeah, within 65, yeah. Within a 60, that's kind of what they'll be doing.
Okay. I think it reads a
lot
better.
Yes, it does. It's a lot shorter and more succinct.
Okay, all right. Any other changes?
I highlighted this right here, Betty, because we don't define the board until down here.
Oops.
Yet it's up here, so we might want to define...
Good catch. First. Would that be the Board of Supervisors?
Okay.
And then board, yeah, in paren.
So we can just, okay.
But do we, refer to them by the full name further? Yeah, then we can just refer to them as the board.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, we can do that.
Good catch.
That's why we have her. She's so good.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else?
Anything.
All right, well, as I've said before, no one leaves happy. We've been successful. Let's have one final reading.
The way it is now, the city currently has about 130 appointed boards, commissions, and advisory bodies, parens commissions. Of the 130 commissions, 44 are established in the charter and can be changed only by the voters. The rest of the commissions are created by ordinance and typically may be amended or deleted by act of the board or supervisors, parens board. Under current law, bullet point, there's no limit on how many commissions the city may have. Bullet point, many commissions have decision-making authority. Others are merely advisory. Some decide appeals and other administrative proceedings. Bullet point, some commissions oversee and set policy for city departments. These commissions generally nominate candidates to serve as department head. The mayor has authority to appoint the department head solely from the candidates the commission nominates. Generally, only the commission has authority to remove the department head. Bullet point, for many commissions, the mayor appoints at least a majority of its members and this board appoints the rest. The mayor's appointments are generally subject to board confirmation or rejection. Bullet point, the mayor and board may remove members of some commissions for only for official misconduct. Bullet point, the city pays members of some commissions. Bullet point, the city provides members of some commissions with health care benefits. Bullet point, the police commission adopts rules governing police officers' conduct. The proposal. The proposed measure would make these changes to the city charter. Bullet point, limit the city to a total of 65 commissions. Bullet point, retain 20 charter commissions, including police, fire, recreation and park, municipal transportation agency, public utilities and ethics, and those overseeing employee health benefits and retirement. The measure would also allow the city to retain commissions that federal or state law require. Bullet point, remove 24 charter commissions, including public health, library, human rights, human services, arts, environment, small business, and juvenile probation, subject to the city reauthorizing or restructuring them within the 65 commission limit. The board could later reestablish those bodies as advisory commissions by ordinance. Bullet point, establish a 5-member task force that would recommend within 9 months which commission should be reauthorized or restructured or dissolved to stay within the 65 commission limit. The task force would be appointed by the mayor, the president of the board, the controller, the city administrator, and the city attorney. Bullet point, the board could by ordinance reauthorize or restructure these commissions within the 16-month period after the measure's effective date to prevent them from being dissolved. The board could later reestablish and create new commissions subject to the 65 commission limit. Bullet point, require that any commissions the board reauthorizes, restructures, or creates could only advise the board and mayor and have no decision-making authority except as mandated by state or federal law. Decision-making authority would transfer from commissioners to department heads. Authority to decide appeals or other proceedings would transfer to hearing officers. Bullet point, allow the mayor to appoint without board review at least two-thirds of the members of reauthorized, restructured, or new commissions and some retained commissions. The board would have authority to appoint up to one-third of the members of those commissions. The mayor, the board of mayor could each remove the members they appoint for any lawful reason. Proposition blank also would, bullet point, prohibit the city from paying commissioners or providing them with health care benefits. Bullet point, give the mayor sole authority to appoint and remove most city department heads. Bullet point, give the police chief sole authority to adopt rules governing police officers' conduct. The police commission would retain authority to discipline police officers and retain oversight over the Department of Police accountability. If Proposition blank passes with more votes than Proposition blank, then Proposition blank would have no legal effect. A yes vote means if you vote yes, you want to limit the total number of commissions the city may have to 65, give the mayor sole authority to appoint and remove city department heads, and give the police chief sole authority to adopt rules governing police officers' conduct. A no vote means if you vote no, you do not want to make these changes.
One thing, one can never be too careful. Going back to the line that begins with retain 20. Okay, the last sentence in that bullet, the measure would also allow the city to retain commissions that federal or state law requires.
Are required by?
Well, you can do that as long as we don't have that.
Okay.
Okay. It's a disjunctive, so it would require a, you know.
Any other housekeeping? Okay. A roll call, please, Carly.
Member Anderson?
Yes.
Member Grace Wong?
Yes.
Member Troy?
Yes.
Member Alicia Wong?
Yes.
Chair Packard?
Yes. The measure has been adopted as final. Thank you all very much. It's going to be an interesting election. Okay. I'm going to say 9 minutes. Give us 9 minutes recess for, to get something to drink or other duties. And, we'll be back at 10 to 3. Consider the police staffing and deferred retirement. We'll see you. We are in recess. The ballot simplification committee is now back into session, this time to consider the draft proposal of police staffing and deferred retirement. Carly, poor little thing, you've said, poor little thing, yeah, you've talked your head off today, and I'm asking you again, but for the record, could you please read this?
The way it is now, the Police Commission, parens commission, oversees the San Francisco Police Department, parens department. The charter requires the chief of the department, parens police chief, to submit a report every 2 years to the commission describing the current number of full-duty sworn officers and recommending staffing levels of full-duty sworn officers for the next 2 years. The charter does not define full-duty sworn officers. The commission must consider this report and recommendation when it approves the department's budget. The San Francisco Employee Retirement System is a retirement and pension system for city employees. Under the charter, police officers are eligible for retirement benefits with pension payments based on their compensation, age, and length of service. The charter does not allow city employees, including police officers, to continue working full-time for the city after retirement, but the city may rehire retired city employees to work a limited number of hours each year while they also collect retirement benefits. The proposal, Proposition blank would amend the charter to define full-duty sworn officer to mean a full-time officer who is not assigned to the San Francisco International Airport on a long-term leave of absence or a recruit who is training at the police academy. This measure would require the police chief to provide a report every 3 years instead of two on current full-duty sworn officers and recommending future staffing to the commission. The commission would report to the Board of Supervisors parens board each year on the department's progress on meeting its staffing goals. Proposition blank would establish a deferred retirement option program parens drop for eligible police officers, full-duty police officers in the ranks of officer, sergeant, and inspector who are at least 50 years old and have at least 25 years of eligible service with the police department or with another law enforcement agency could participate in drop. Participants would continue to work full-time for the department, performing neighborhood patrol work or conducting investigations at their current salary and benefits. Participants would only be allowed to participate in the drop for a maximum of 5 years. The city would place into a tax-deferred and interest-bearing account the pension payments the participant would have collected if they had retired. At the end of the drop period, participants must stop work for the city and would receive their deferred monthly pension payments with interest. The board could limit the number of drop participants. Proposition blank authorizes the drop program for an initial five-year period. Then every 5 years after, the board would have authority to continue the drop for an additional 5 years until the drop expires. A yes vote means if you vote yes, you want to amend the city to define full-duty sworn officer, require the police chief to make a report and recommendation on full staffing of full-duty sworn officers to the police commission on a 3-year instead of 2-year basis, require the commission to report annually to the Board of Supervisors on department staffing, and create a program for an initial 5 years with possible renewals, allowing for police officers to agree to continue working for the police department after retiring with deferred retirement payments for the period they continue working. A no vote means if you vote no, you do not want to make these changes.
Shall we right off the bat get it out of the way? The supervisor's office has given us some requests that they feel should have been in their original and was not. First request in the way it is now is to say the charter recommends the police chief, to submit a report every 2 years to the commission describing the current number of full-duty sworn officers and recommending proper staffing levels.
Proper?
Full-duty sworn officers for the next 2 years.
Recommending proper?
Well, that's what they want to put. Let's put it in there, and then
and then
when we go through it, we'll decide how that fits as we restructure.
Also, just a minor question: is full-time one or two words, or hyphenated? Does anyone have a dictionary? Well, yeah, but full-time.
I think it is hyphened.
But it's full. It's hyphenated if it's an adjective, but. I don't have a dictionary here.
There's a dictionary over here.
Oh, duh. Thank you. What does a dictionary say?
Well, let's see if it includes it.
It just depends on, yeah. Well, that looks like it's from the 19th century.
Does not have full-time in it. It's full-blooded, full-blown, full-bodied, full-dress, full-fledged.
Every full but the right full. Yeah, we could look it up.
Yeah, I could look it up, okay.
Let's see what good old Google has to say.
Google said it's hyphenated.
Webster's, where are you? Oh, come on.
Full-time. Yeah.
I thought so.
See, I always hyphenated, so. So it's either or?
Either or, it says. It's either two words or hyphenated according to.
So which is preferred?
All the way down Google's is full-time jobs, full-time magistrate.
Yeah,
it's always hyphenated.
But if someone is full-time, that's not hyphenated.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Since we've got full-duty officers
as
hyphenated.
It's full-time as an adjective, but if it's, is full-time, I think it says full-time without the adjective, without the hyphen.
Okay. All right. Well, when we get to that problem, we'll look. And I suggest we go ahead and put the supervisor's comments in now, and then we go through it. We don't have to. We can determine
Webster's.
Okay, next.
Right. we've added proper. His second request is that we add an explanation as to why they're changing it from 2 years to 3 years. And it, the comment, the clause that he would put, that he would say is to reduce administrative burdens on the police department.
Okay.
We can put that in there, and then when we start deleting, let's do it. I mean, because I think we're probably going to take that sentence and rework it anyway, so. But at least let's have his requests in here now, and then rather than after we've done it and then start all over again. The third one is specifically call out the new requirement for the commission, which would be adding at the end, including its goal of increasing the representation of women in SFPD to 30% of new recruits by 2030. Well, I think this whole proposal calls for bullets already, I can see. And request four is clarify that in order to participate in the DROP program, an officer must agree to perform neighborhood patrol or investigative work regardless of their prior assignment. And he wants us to say participants would continue to work full-time for the department at their current salary and benefits. As a condition of participation, participants must agree to perform neighborhood patrol work or conduct investigations, regardless of their previous assignment. Okay, let's throw that in there, and then let's start at the beginning here and see what we can do to make this a little more palatable for the eighth grade reading voter out there.
Feel sorry for all right, graders.
We're going to start with the way it is now. And thank you, Carly. I'm sorry we're pushing you here. There you go. The way it is now, the police commission oversees the San Francisco Police Department, Perrins Department. The charter requires the chief of the department, police chief Perrins, to submit a report every 2 years to the commission describing the current number of full-duty sworn officers and recommending proper staffing levels of full-duty sworn officers for the next 2 years. And, boy, that's a lot. Is there a way to... We've gone.
Okay, I think one of the things I'm then confused by. Okay, to submit a report every 2 years to the commission describing the current number of full duty officers and recommending staffing letters of duty sworn officers for 2 years. So let's see how we could simplify this. Submit a report every 2 years to the commission. I would break this into two sentences. This report would describe the current number.
Current number.
Yeah. This report would describe the current number of deputies and recommend proper staffing levels of full-duty sworn officers for the next 2 years.
Well, that helps it.
Proper, though.
Not much, but...
This report describes the number? Do we need current?
Yeah, I think we do need current. That's the problem. They don't have enough. So they're they're saying we now have 500 and we need to have 820.
And recommends better staffing levels? Proper? I'm not quite sure what that means.
I think proper would mean staffing levels that would ensure that there were enough people. That's how I interpret that.
Yeah.
And I think just recommending staffing. Recommending staffing. Of course, it's going to be the proper staffing.
Yeah, they wouldn't.
How about
recommend?
Recommend staffing. Adequate. Adequate. Okay, adequate.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. Adequate.
Yeah, adequate. Yeah, they wouldn't
staffing levels.
Inadequate. So adequate staffing levels. Okay.
Okay.
For the next 2 years, huh? Really?
The charter does not define full-duty sworn officers. The commission must consider this report and recommendation when it approves the department's budget. Boy, we've just kind of thrown that full-duty sworn officers in there and left it.
Well, I think it follows.
It does follow, but it just kind of is unnerving that we're talking about one thing and suddenly the definition.
Oh, should it be off to itself?
Should we reverse it and it be the last sentence?
Well, should it be, or it could be on its own line if we want to pay.
If it's important.
If it's important, it can be on its own line all by its lonesome.
I would put it at the end. I would put it at the end.
Oh, I kind of like it by itself.
Yeah, I think I like it on a separate. It's a separate.
Okay. All right. Oh. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we've thrown it. Okay. The commission must consider this report and recommendation when it approves the department's budget. Now we're going to the whole brand new ball game. The charter does not define full-duty sworn officers. The San Francisco Employee Retirement System is the retirement and pension system for city employees. Under the charter, police officers are eligible for retirement benefits with pension payments based on their compensation, age, and length of service. And while that's clunky, that's what it is.
Yeah.
The charter does not allow city employees, including police officers, to continue working full-time for the city after retirement.
Full-time, two words. Interesting.
Yeah, you have to say for the city. But the city may rehire. We don't like starting it with but. So
sometimes that's the most graceful.
Sometimes.
Okay.
You can say the city, comma, however, comma. But I prefer but.
Maybe the but. I use but.
Sometimes it works. Yeah.
But the city may rehire retired city employees to work a limited number of hours each year while they also collect retirement benefits.
Yeah, but what it says is that they can't work full time, but they can work part time.
Right.
A limited number of hours.
Yeah. So that stands.
It's okay. I think it's fine.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's
all right. That's the way it is now.
Yeah.
Okay. The proposal. I think the proposition blank would amend the charter to define full-duty sworn officer to mean a full-time officer who is not assigned to the San Francisco International Airport on a long-term leave of absence or a recruit who is training at the police academy.
I'm assuming that not applies to who is not assigned to the San Francisco International Airport, not on a long-term leave of absence, and not a recruit who is trained.
Yeah.
Just
to make sure that
yeah.
It applies to all.
Would it, if we shifted the airport to, if we shifted the sentence around so the airport was not at the beginning, would it help or not?
It might help.
Who is not on a long-time leave of absence?
Not a recruit who is training at the police academy and not assigned to the San Francisco. Yeah, that would.
I think it reads better.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that the city police actually defend the airport. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So,
two.
Is this and or?
What?
Okay.
To reduce administrative burdens on the police department, the measure would require the police chief to prepare a report every 3 years instead of two on current full-duty sworn officers and recommend, I think it's recommend, future staffing to the commission.
Recommend, yeah.
Okay. Does that highlighted phrase mean anything extraordinary to the sentence or not?
Well, what it's saying is the administrative burdens being reduced because they're not having to do this every 2 years. It's reducing the frequency with which they have to report it. So it's offering the rationale for doing this.
I like this addition. Is there any way we can say it more simply?
To lighten the workload of the police department?
Do we have to say the police department? Can we just say to reduce administrative burden the measure would require?
I think that would work, yeah.
And burden singular, right?
Let's do burden singular, yeah.
Yeah.
Just one.
Okay.
Well, to reduce the administrative burden?
Yeah.
The. Okay. Yeah.
The measure would require the police department to provide a report every 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of two on current full-duty sworn officers and recommend future staffing to the commission. Since we said up above that it's 2 years, do we need to put it down here? You want to show the distinction?
I'd like to drive the point home.
You want to show the distinction? Okay, fine. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the commission would report to the Board of Supervisors, board without the parens, or parens without the quotation marks, each year on, can we just say annually report to the Board of Supervisors each year on the department's report, yeah. Annually report to the Board of Supervisors,
right, yeah.
On the department's progress.
How about report annually?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, for annual, yeah.
To the Board of Supervisors.
Hmm.
Did we put board up above? I thought we did, so.
Yeah, that's just to the board.
We did?
Yeah, so we don't need board again, do we?
I
don't,
no, this is the
no,
first
this
time
is a
it's mentioned.
Different proposition.
Huh?
This is the first time
I think this is the first time we,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. All right. The commission would report annually to the Board of Supervisors on the department's progress on meeting its staff goals, including its goal of increasing the representation of women in SFPD to 30% of new recruits by 2030.
I could go either way on that one.
I'm sorry?
I could go either way on this edition.
I can't hear you.
I don't have an opinion on whether we should keep or take this away.
Okay.
I think it's fine either way. Does anyone have an opinion?
No.
Short on opinions.
Wait a minute. We don't use SFPD, do we?
No.
Department. Use department, yeah. Yeah.
In the department, yeah.
Hmm. So if we don't care, do we keep it or do
now
we?
Now we've got the department's progress and women in the department and
if I had to make a decision, I would leave it out because I don't think it matters too much.
Well,
I don't know. It might be.
I
think it's kind of
interesting. It's a good factoid.
Ah, okay. Let's keep it then.
Especially these
days. Yeah, I was gonna take it out, and then I'm going, well, maybe not.
Kind of interesting.
It is its goal, one of its goals.
And if you do look at the measure on page 6, that is one of the additions made
It's changing the frequency, and it's adding that reporting metric on women recruits.
All right.
So it's a new goal?
That is a new. I don't know that it's a new goal. It's a new aspect of the required report.
It's
newly called out.
Okay. Well, then I think we can just leave it.
Something I've been wondering while reading this is, can we put in anywhere how many officers would be eligible or what percentage of officers would be eligible?
I don't think that's in... has been included.
Well, I'll look while you continue talking, but I don't think it refers to numbers. I think that was actually a portion of the discussion before the Board of Supervisors, but not captured anywhere in the legislative text.
We put the number of students, I think, in the other one, so, and that wasn't in the legislative text.
That's right. I think this is, I would not be able to provide you a number upon which everyone agrees. How I would say that.
That's a gentle way of saying no.
And I think the paragraph is already long.
Yeah.
So I don't.
It'd be nice to have in the way it is how many officers there are who, you know, are at least 50 years old and have 20 years experience.
Well, that would be
too much information.
I think.
Well, we're doing
much.
A whole program for them. Would we get to know how big the program is?
It's possible some of that might be captured in the controller's fiscal estimates. I don't know. Of course, we don't have that yet, but that's the type of information that's sometimes included in pension-related.
Sounds
measures.
Good. Thank you.
Okay.
Proposition blank would establish a deferred retirement option program full duty police officers in the ranks of officer, sergeant, and inspector who are at least 50 years old and have at least 25 years of eligible service with the police department or with another law enforcement agency could participate in DROP. I think there's a way we can put that.
Can we delete the in DROP and just say they could participate?
I think it's obvious that that's...
Could participate. Okay. And then we have to say department for police department?
Can we say with law, just say with law enforcement?
Well, it says in other law enforcement.
Or another law
enforcement. Or other law enforcement.
Yeah, but could we just say law enforcement?
Or? I like just saying law enforcement.
Do we need to differentiate because
we would have different.
We'd have to take out another, so just or law enforcement.
Oh, so then it would be law eligible service agency. With law enforcement
Eight
could
agencies?
Participate.
Well.
That's what I'm suggesting.
You'd have to say at least 25 years.
I see what you know. It makes sense to me to just say law enforcement agency.
Agencies,
I see what you're saying is that because this deals with the department, that it's important that we keep the department involved.
I don't think we need to.
What about 25 years of eligible law enforcement service could participate?
Well, it's
that's no, it's the department.
It's the department. The department. You could have 25 years of law enforcement service. Mm-hmm.
I think this is actually part of the new legislation is that it includes experience with other law enforcement agencies, not just this department.
What it adds that's different from the prior DROP program, as I understand it, is that it's adding this complicated idea that we're trying to capture here about limited reciprocity. So if you serve with another law enforcement agency that's qualified for which you receive reciprocity, there's several clauses that go into it, and we tried to capture that here with another law enforcement agency.
But that's
what that's getting to is when you have eligible service with another law enforcement agency for which you receive reciprocity.
Oh, okay.
So then we can say eligible law enforcement service. Either it's eligible or it's not. It doesn't have to be with this department. Did I mess it up?
No, I don't think you did. I think you'd want to, would the voters want to know that it's specific? With the service in San Francisco, it is specific to the police department, not to, I don't know where else you might think law enforcement is performed. It probably is just the police department. Hmm. But it's not other safety departments like, the fire department. But I don't know that's even as I say that, that's not really what you're saying.
People probably understand the fire department is not law enforcement.
Yeah, but what would be, I'm trying to think of
you
another
might be fine
law enforcement. like U.S.
Oh, sure, if that's what I was trying to say. Am I? Thank you,
Carly. Sheriffs, okay. Well, what about federal stuff? U.S. Marshals?
Then we would have to know if that
Secret Service,
if that's captured under that reciprocity.
But within the city, Carly.
That's what I was trying to say. It's not the sheriff's department.
Okay. Interesting. All
right. I'm mixing up my various retirement plans.
No, but we were trying to make it simpler, but it's not going to get simpler. Word wise, anyway. Participants could continue to work full time for the department, performing neighborhood patrol work or conducting investigations at their current salary and benefits. And I don't think
previous sentence.
That's what we want to say.
Oh. What's his ranks of officer, sergeant, and instructor? Should it be or inspector?
No, I think it includes the three of them all together.
Yeah, it's all three.
That's fine.
Yeah, and.
It's not either or, it's all of them. Yeah. Okay.
I think this is full-time without the hyphen.
What do you think about saying work full-time at their current salary for the department?
Yeah. Their current salary.
Well, take out the for the department makes it really, really clunky.
Yeah, let's take out for the department.
At their current salary and benefits.
I would want to take out benefits too. I think it's kind of implied.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward. At their current salary and you'd say, and with their current benefits. Their current benefits. I mean, but it's just so clunky.
Can we just take out the benefits entirely? I think it's like a little bit implied, and I don't think people, the police officers care. I don't know if people care.
Aren't the benefits involved?
They are involved. One aspect of the program that's captured is that officers would not continue to accrue additional years of service. So they, by participating in a drop, they would not also continue to increase their retirement benefits. And so the retirement benefits freeze at the moment they enter drop.
So it would be with their current benefits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we say participants would continue to work full-time at their current compensation? And that would encompass some salary and benefits? So they're not getting any raises and they're not getting any benefit increases. Just their current compensation.
Would compensation apply to salary and benefit?
No. Well, I think so.
Can we just say salary and benefits? Can't we just say participants would continue to work performing neighborhood patrol work or conducting investigations at their current salary?
I think part of the legal text, if I understand correctly, is that they might have been doing other work, but they could switch to performing neighborhood patrol work or conducting investigations to participate. So they might not be continuing to perform neighborhood patrol work or conducting investigations. Is that correct?
Do we have a point of information?
I'm happy to address that, or you can turn it over however you want.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much, David O, on behalf of Supervisor Dorsey. My apologies, because in the email that I sent, I omitted the strikeout. I was proposing striking that sentence that you were just amending and replacing it with the two that come after that are highlighted. So just breaking that into two sentences. Mm. The first one saying that participants would continue to work full time at however you want to describe their current compensation. And then the second would be clarifying, actually, I think, to Committee Member Wong's point, that in order to participate, regardless of what you are doing before you enter, you have to agree to either do neighborhood patrol or investigations. So those are the only two things that you're allowed to do.
I like the highlight. Yeah.
Makes more sense.
Yeah.
So thank you, Carly.
Could we possibly say participants would continue to work full-time for the department and keep their current salary and benefits? So it
sort of
I think their salary and benefits are actually frozen. So you might normally get some increases in salary, but I think they get frozen during this period.
At their current salary and benefit levels? Well,
that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we don't want to say as a condition of participation, participants must agree.
Yeah, we can just say participants must agree.
Can't we just say participants must agree?
Yeah.
That covers it.
Must, yeah.
To perform neighborhood.
Patrol rather than patron?
Yeah, patrol work, isn't it? Isn't it rather patron?
Imagine if it was patron work.
Oh my God.
Okay. Or conduct investigations regardless of their previous assignment.
Or admit a cheat like that.
So in other words, a homicide detective who agrees to stay over is not going to go out and still do homicide. He's going to agree to perform neighborhood patrol work and conduct investigations, which may be homicide and it may be not. Yeah. So, okay. All right. Participants would only be allowed to participate in a drop program for 5 years.
Do we have to say the?
Well, we can cut that one down to a few words.
For 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, that doesn't that actually implies that they would be required to do it for 5 years. I think a maximum.
Well, you can say for up to 5 years.
Up to. Okay. For up to 5 years.
You know what? Not a fewer word. I hate this. Okay. Thanks.
Right. And do we need to say in drop? Or yes?
No, we don't.
Yes, no?
When did we first? No.
Or, okay. The city would place into a tax-deferred or interest-bearing account the pension payments the participant would have collected if they'd retired.
Can we turn that around? Can we say the city would place the pension payments the participant would have collected if they had retired into a tax-deferred and interest-bearing account?
I think we can start by saying the pension payments
the participant would have collected if they had retired would be placed.
I don't.
Okay. Had they were to, oh God.
Are we?
Not they. Well, because it could be they or.
Do we need to say the city would do it?
I don't think so. I could just.
Can we just say those pension,
say they'll be
the pension payments, the city?
The pension payments the participant would have collected. Yeah, but they, one could read it as referring to pension
payments.
How about,
can we just say upon retirement?
Upon retirement.
Yes.
Yeah, to avoid the pronoun program.
Can we say upon retirement?
Yeah.
Would be placed into a tax-deferred and interest-bearing account. That reads a whole lot better.
Yeah, it does.
At the end of their drop period, let's read the sentence and see what we can cut. Participants must stop work for the city and would receive their deferred monthly pension payments with interest.
Can we say this at the end of drop?
Can we say once participants have stopped working for the city?
They must stop working for the city at the end of their drop period.
Yeah.
Well, what if it's not the end of their drop period? What if they quit at the end of 2 years or 3 years?
I think that counts as the end.
Yeah. So the measure provides various ways where someone's participation can be terminated, is the language said in the measure, and it talks about completing the 5 years or some other aspects, including voluntary termination of employment.
Oh, okay.
So they can, you know, to go back to the earlier point, you're not required to stay for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I kind of would say when the participants quit working, is that being too general?
One, That might be what the voters need to know. I think one aspect is that when you hit the end of 5 years, you have to stop working and leave drop. So it's not just that when they stop working, there's some one sense you may want to capture is that when you hit that 60 month or that 5 year period, then you must stop working.
That's probably the important part here.
Mm-hmm. I think that is an important piece of it.
Okay.
That's interesting.
When their drop period ends, or
when their drop period ends would be
or at the end of their participation.
When their drop period ends, participants must stop work for the city and would receive their deferred monthly pension payments with interest. Okay.
The board could limit the number of drop participants. Mm-hmm. That sounds awfully. Awfully, I don't know. I don't like it.
Do you think we should just cut it?
Can we just say the number of drop participants could be limited?
But that's unclear.
Well, what they're saying is that they could.
The board could do it.
They could limit the size of the program.
Yeah, I think they're saying they could limit the size of the program.
Could we say the eligible,
probably depending on the money,
could limit the number of eligible drop participants? Maybe, or
we don't know.
We don't know.
I think that. I don't know. I don't have a problem with this sentence.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Proposition blank authorizes the drop program for an initial 5 year period.
Then,
after every 5 years after, the board would have authority to continue the program. For an additional 5 years until it expires?
Yeah.
When does it expire?
Because the whole paragraph is talking about the drop program. Do we even need then?
Okay. Yeah, I guess we need it.
No, every 5 years.
After and no comma.
Every 5 years after. Maybe you do.
How about just every 5 years?
Yeah. The board would have the authority to continue the program for an additional 5 years until it expires.
Well, you,
that's really weird.
You could say thereafter the board would have the authority to continue the program five-year periods or something.
Can we just say continue the program? Do we need to be explicit?
In five-year, not increments, but in five-year, what? Five-year.
Periods.
Yeah, it's a five-year.
Increments?
Thereafter, the board would have the authority to continue the program.
Every five years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because it'll have the last. And then
eliminate that whole last sentence.
Yeah. Every 5 years until.
It expires.
Yeah. Yeah.
A yes vote means if you vote yes, you want to amend the city, the charter to define full duty sworn officer.
We put that in quotes, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we did up top, didn't we?
Yeah.
But then we just do full duty, so let's make sure at the top we have sworn officer in there. Anyway, and then don't we have a comma before the quote?
Yeah. Wait a minute, that's a semicolon. So the quote goes.
Semicolon.
No, it's
right.
Quote semicolon, yeah. Are the police.
The semicolon goes after the quote?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Require the police chief to make a report and recommend. What do we say up top? Let's pair it. Let's try to pair it here. No, the proposal. Provide a report every 3 years on current full door and recommend future staffing. What do we say here?
And recommend
future staffing?
Sure.
Or adequate?
Require report.
I think future.
On future staffing.
Future staff, yeah. Well.
Okay. And do we want to say on a 3-year instead of 2-year basis? That is the change.
Yes.
Okay.
On a 3-year instead of a 2-year basis.
Well, wait a minute. Well, on a, I would say, require to make a report and recommend, okay. You can say every 3 years instead of 2. Wouldn't that be easier to read?
Okay.
3 years instead of 2. Yeah. I just don't like basis unless there's a basis.
Require the commission to report annually to the Board of Supervisors on department staffing. Is that report and recommend? Is that what we got up top or not? What would we say? Yeah. Recommend future staffing.
Okay. So
see up here, right above it, we've got recommend future staffing. Okay. What have we got down here now?
So do we refer to it as board or Board of Supervisors?
Just the board.
Yeah.
Just the
board. Create a program. The department.
That works.
Let's get rid of police and just refer to
annually?
It as department.
Okay. What'd you say? I'm sorry?
Allowing for police officers to agree to continue working for the department, not police department.
Okay, let's see. Create a program for an initial 5 years with possible renewals, allowing for police officers to, I don't even think we need to say to agree. Can't they just continue working, to continue working?
I don't think we need allowing. I don't think we need the word for allowing.
We don't need for. To continue working with the department
after retiring, with deferred retirement benefits.
Period. They can.
Okay.
I think that's kind of. I don't know if that's understandable for the average little tiny voter out there. For retiring with deferred retirement benefits for the period they continue working.
But it is explained above what that means. This is just a summing up, and that does have that information.
Can we just say while they were working?
Yeah.
Is there any way to express?
Wow.
They're getting their salary and their pension at the same time. That's like, that's the point, right? To continue working after retiring while also getting their pensions. I don't know.
We just say,
but they don't. I guess they don't get them. Pensions, they don't get to spend them, but they get to earn them
to a pot, and then they can.
Yeah, it goes into
the program. Yeah.
Can we just say while they are working instead of for the period they continue working?
While they are working.
While they are working.
Are working.
Are working, yeah. Yeah.
a no vote means if you vote no, you do not want to make these changes.
Is there a reason we say retirement instead of pension? Because I think we say pension up above. I think we should say
pensions.
Retirement?
I think deferred pension payments while they're working is what I would prefer, because I think we see pension up above.
Retirement. I think, but it's more than that, isn't it? Isn't it more than their pension?
Well, this is described as deferred monthly pension payments. Now, maybe the pension includes other things.
Is there more?
I'm just looking to confirm. I think it is just pension.
Just pension? Oh, okay.
That could have been an acronym.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Call to call it retirement in the title. Let me check that for you. I'll let you know if that's not correct.
Well, in about 30 seconds, we're going to open the floor to public comment.
I'll read quickly, but I think that's right.
Okay. So that is correct. Great.
Yeah, it is just their service pension, including any cost of living adjustments, which I think that is reasonably understood as pension.
Thank you for catching that, Grace.
Can we say create a five-year program with possible renewals instead of create a program for initial 5 years of possible renewals?
That's fine.
Yeah, create a five-year program.
Sure.
Five-year program with possible
renewals. With possible renewals. Yeah. Okay.
It's good and succinct.
Yeah.
Good. Good catch. Mm-hmm. Can we say, and create a five-year program with possible renewals without the comma?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, sure.
Yep. Allowing police officers to continue working for the department after retiring with deferred pension payments while they are working. We've said continue working with deferred pensions while they are working. Do we want to say that?
I like the way we have it.
Hmm?
I like the way it's on the document right now.
Well, with pension payments deferred while they are working?
Pension payments deferred, actually would probably be better. Yeah. Deferred while they are working.
While they.
With pension payments that are deferred while they are working?
I don't think that are is necessary. It's pension.
Okay, I like that, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Fine.
But we've done all this whatever. Mm-hmm. Carly, can we have a reading? Mm-hmm.
The way it is now, the Police Commission, Friends Commission, oversees the San Francisco Police Department, Friends Department. The charter requires the chief of the department, Friends Police Chief, to submit a report every 2 years to the commission. This report describes the current number of full-duty sworn officers and recommends adequate staffing levels of full-duty sworn officers for the next 2 years. The commission must consider this report and recommendation when it approves the department's budget. The charter does not define full-duty sworn officers. The San Francisco Employee Retirement System is the retirement and pension system for city employees. Under the charter, the police officers are eligible for retirement benefits with pension payments based on their compensation, age, and length of service. The charter does not allow city employees, including police officers, to continue working full-time for their city after retirement, but the city may rehire retired city employees to work a limited number of hours each year while they also collect retirement benefits. The proposal. Proposition blank would amend the charter to define full-duty sworn officer to mean a full-time officer who is not on long-term leave of absence, not a recruit who is training at the Police Academy, and not assigned to the San Francisco International Airport. To reduce the administrative burden, the measure would require the police chief to provide a report every 3 years instead of two on current full-duty sworn officers and recommend future staffing to the commission. The commission would report annually to the Board of Supervisors, Perrin's board, on the department's progress on meeting its staffing goals, including its goal of increasing the representation of women in the department to 30% of new recruits by 2030. Proposition blank would establish a deferred retirement option program, Perrin's drop, for eligible police officers. Full-duty police officers in the ranks of officer, sergeant, and inspector who are at least 50 years old and have at least 25 years of eligible service with the department or another law enforcement agency could participate. Participants could continue to work full-time for the department at their current salary and benefits level. Participants must agree to perform neighborhood patrol work or conduct investigations regardless of their previous assignment. Participants would only be allowed to participate for up to 5 years. The pension payments that a participant would have collected upon retirement would be placed into a tax-deferred and interest-bearing account. When their drop period ends, participants must stop work for the city and would receive their deferred monthly pension payments with interest. The board could limit the number of drop participants. Proposition blank authorizes the draw program for initial five-year period. Thereafter, the board would have the authority to continue the program every 5 years until it expires. A yes vote means if you vote yes, you want to amend the charter to define full duty sworn officer, require the police chief to make a report and recommend future staffing of full duty sworn officers to the police commission every 3 years instead of two, require the commission to report annually to the board on department staffing, and create a five-year program with possible renewals allowing police officers to continue working for the department after retiring with pension payments deferred while they are working. A no vote means if you vote no, you do not want to make these changes.
And one of the additions that David Owen would like for us to put in there, which we did earlier, and was the fact that as a condition of continuing, they must agree to participate in neighborhood patrol work or conduct investigations regardless of their previous assignment. Is that necessary in the yes vote or no?
I don't think it's necessary in the yes vote.
I don't think so.
It's in the proposition.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well. One more thing. Up top, where is it? I thought I wrote it down. Yeah. Actually, I think it's in the proposal. Okay. I'm losing my brain power. Let's see, there's not supposed to be a comma after academy, but I can't. It's after the a full-time sworn. Must be late in the day. Thank you, Grace.
Carly got it before okay. I said
can
anything.
Can I ask the committee one question on that sentence? As a lawyer, as I'm reading that, when you have the three nots all together, I would read that as a full-time officer who is not all of those three things,
yeah.
Which means that if you're any one or two of those, you would be a full-time officer, whereas the legislation means a full-time sworn officer is a sworn officer who isn't any one of those three things, which is why we had or.
Or, yeah.
Or. But I'll ask you if the voters may understand this just fine.
Okay.
Of course, it says and in the... But then not. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, or.
So yeah, or not.
Or not assigned.
Or not assigned. Okay, great.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait.
They're not supposed to be any of these three?
No, they're not supposed to be any of them.
Any of the three. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Good catch.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Or not. Okay.
All right, now is when we open.
For the yes vote, I wonder if we can say... So we've got written, require the police chief to make a report and recommend future staffing of full duty sworn officers. And I wonder if we can say, require the police chief to make a staffing report and recommendation to the police commission every 3 years instead of two.
I like it the way it is.
Yeah, make a report.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's longer, but it's
clearer.
It fleshes out the details.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can hear what the supervisor's office feels if they disagree with us. But now's when we open the floor to public comment. We ask that you identify yourself and tell us what you think. Or we do have someone coming.
Good afternoon, committee members. Sheila Chung Hagen on behalf of Supervisor Hillary Ronan. First off, just thank you so much for the painstaking and very detailed work that you do. The voters are very grateful. I know some things have changed just in the discussion right now, but if you can take some of these recommendations in the spirit of the conversation that just happened, and I've got some copies that I'm happy to pass to the clerk.
So organized. Thank you.
So I think big picture, one thing that I'd love for you all to consider is that the main part of this proposal, the biggest change to the charter is really the development of the drop program. All of the other items, the change of the establishing a definition and changing the reporting timeline, those are all sort of smaller pieces of this. But the main crux of this is the drop. And so I would recommend, in terms of the proposal section, to flip the paragraphs of having it be first drop forward and then adding the other items that talk about those smaller items. And then in terms of this last paragraph in the a yes vote means, I think this section is particularly important because sometimes voters will sort of just drop down to that section. One of the things is that first, the drop program, again, is the most significant portion of this, so I would recommend flipping it so that instead of it being the last clause, that it be the first clause. Second, it's important to change the phrase that we had previously to agree to continue working for the police department after retiring to agree to continue working for the police department beyond their intended retirement date, because sworn officers will retire from the city after they leave the drop program, not before. And also the intention of this charter amendment is to have officers work beyond the point that they would have personally chosen to retire. So that's the intention of it. And then finally, it's important to clarify for voters that officers that enter the drop program will draw down both the salary and benefits and the deferred pension payments, which is why there's a need for the voters to approve this program. So we recommend changing the last portion from with deferred retirement payments for the period they continue working to receiving both their current salary and benefits and deferred pension payments. Thank you so much.
If I may, again, David Owen on behalf of Supervisor Dorsey, thank you. Hopefully this is the last thing that you're dealing with today, so we won't be too long-winded. Respectfully would disagree with my colleague about what is or is not the most important part of this measure. The 8 members of the Board of Supervisors who voted to send this to voters as opposed to the supervisor from District 9 who was one of 3 who did not. I think I don't want to characterize what they felt was particularly more or less important in the measure, but we certainly felt very strongly about including a specific report to push the department to live up to its commitment to hire more female officers. We felt as strongly about reducing the paperwork load for the department and making this a 3-year process as a 2. That was a request that came actually from the department as part of what became Prop B before. You can remember that show of from the last ballot simplification committee meeting. So there were some pieces of that came forward that were recommendations of the department to try and reduce their administrative burdens and their overhead. So we feel equally strongly about all the provisions of this, you know, and I want to thank you for all the work that you put into this today. And, you know, think that this is a fairly sufficient draft you have before you, but respectfully submit all of that. And I think that covers, you changed the and to an or, which is the other thing that I was going to ask, because I think that was important as well. So thank you for catching that.
Thank you. Anyone else? I might add that the other gentleman in the room is the lawyer for the PAO. We appreciate you coming and joining us. All right. Hearing no more public comment. Public comment is closed. So what we're looking at is the differences that Supervisor Ronan has with our emphasis and the emphasis that's been placed by Supervisor Dorsey.
Can we look at the proposal section? So I think something that was suggested is that the drop program is the main thing versus the rest of it is the main thing. If we think that the drop program is the more significant part, then I think we should swap these 2 paragraphs, but I don't have a super strong opinion on that.
Well, do we think the drop program is the primary? Or are we just?
I'd leave it as it is.
Yeah.
I think I would leave it as it is.
You want to leave it as it is?
Yeah, because if we swap them, then we'd have to define full duty sworn officer, et cetera. As it is now, we define that first, and then we use that term.
So, yeah. So what Supervisor Ronan is asking is that we take the second paragraph and swap it for the beginning. It says Proposition blank would establish a deferred retirement program, and then
But then we have to find a way to define full duty police officer, because we haven't.
Right.
If it goes first, then we have to define it there.
I like the first paragraph because it clarifies and it establishes.
Yeah.
Grace?
I'm fine with that.
Good for terminology.
But I did like the point about receiving both the current salary, and I think that was something that I was trying to figure out how to clarify.
You're talking about in the yes section?
Yeah, but
I think in both the proposal section and then maybe also the yes vote.
And yes, they would, but not at that particular moment. I mean,
that's true.
One's going to go into a fund, so they're not going to be collecting them both at the same time.
They're not going to be collecting them both at the same time, but they're
getting
paid twice.
But they will be getting them, so.
In a way, they're getting paid twice, and I think that's like the main
they're going to pocket and
thing we're trying to say.
Their pension is going to be kicked into a fund.
Right.
Like a 401k. No, it's 401k.
So. I don't know. I think, to me, both might be loaded.
Okay.
Because we're not explaining that one is collecting. To me, it sounds like when we say both, that they're collecting them at the same time. And while they are, they're not.
Yeah.
And then you say, well, they are, but they're not. And now let me explain to you what happens from here.
they can spend one right then and there, and then they have to wait to access the pensions, which are.
You know, it is exact. It does describe it, but it doesn't describe it. So.
Doesn't get bogged
down. Hopefully, people will understand that pension payments deferred means that they're going to get the money, just not
eventually.
Right now.
Yeah.
I don't. There's something about the spirit of both and being paid two ways that it might be worth emphasizing more, because I think it is a little bit difficult to discern that as an eighth grade.
Well,
reader.
We could go into huge detail and say, you know, that there are people who consider that to be necessary instead of the fact you're paying somebody double overtime for umpteen thousand hours and getting $1 million a year.
Yeah,
I think that's too complicated.
I think, for example,
if you use postponed as opposed to deferred.
Ooh.
But that an eighth grader would understand.
Well, it's like an IRA, technically.
I think deferred is
so
clearer.
It's
I think deferred is much clearer.
Yeah, it's kind of a term of art if you're at a certain stage in life.
Is that why I don't understand it as well as you do?
What's this? Just saying.
Okay.
All right. Well, you're okay with what we've got?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And
We could say it clear, but I can't think of how, so
okay.
It's fine.
And I'm okay. We could go into all kinds of explanations.
Definitely.
And whatever, so.
I hate to say something, especially when someone just agreed with me, but I'm not sure I gave you good advice on that and or.
I understood it better with and.
I think it reads better with and. I think that would be more understandable.
Like you're not supposed to be all
of these. I think I was creating a lawyer problem that does not exist here.
Sorry.
Oh,
thank you.
A little tired.
How nice that a lawyer actually admits.
Angel's
dancing on the head of a pin.
I want to read to you the language in the statute so you see it as well, and you can make sure that this is really capturing what is legally happening.
Okay.
So it phrases it a little bit differently. It says full-duty sworn officer means full-time sworn members of the department, except those assigned to the San Francisco International Airport, those on long-term leaves of absence, and police academy recruits. So it uses and, but it includes with that, it's coupled with that except these three categories. You've rephrased it here to have not in each of those, and so I think we just need to think about, you know, basically it's you are a full-time sworn officer if you are not in any of those categories. However, you want to capture that.
But somebody might read this as this, you have to not be all three.
Well, don't right. you just have to not be any one of those.
Yeah, that could take care of that.
Like the legislation.
Exactly, yeah. Except those.
And do we need to say a long-term leave, or is that the same as a long-term leave?
A long-term leave.
Here it uses it in the plural, so those on long-term leaves of absence. If that reads better to you, you could do that.
And let's not forget and not aside.
I'm wanting to take out a on long-time leave.
Long-term leaves of absence. Who are training.
Correct.
Who are training.
And are not assigned.
Well, that infers recruits. And are assigned.
Except those among who are training and are assigned.
Are assigned. Okay.
Now, when we couple that, does that infer that the recruits are assigned to the airport?
Yeah, we've got those, we've got recruits, and I think we need
officers
another.
Assigned?
And who are assigned.
Wait, those on long time, except.
Those who are training at the police academy, and
officers?
Officers assigned to the San Francisco. Yeah.
Right.
I think we need to say officers assigned.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Anything else?
Should there be a comma after full-time officer? Except
no, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Would you?
Would you, Pam? Yeah,
full-time. I'd take it out.
Okay. Except those on. Okay.
All right. I'm looking at Alicia, who's gone, and Grace is getting nervous because she has to leave.
Oh, she's gone. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't notice.
I just realized she's gone.
Bye, Alicia.
Okay.
Okay. Well, then.
Can we have quickly a full-time reading so you can be part of it?
The way it is now, the Police Commission, Parens Commission, oversees the San Francisco Police Department, Parens Department. The charter requires the chief of the department, Parens Police Chief, to submit a report every 2 years to the commission. This report describes the current number of full-duty sworn officers and recommends adequate staffing levels of full-duty sworn officers for the next 2 years. The commission must consider this report and recommendation when it approves the department's budget. The charter does not define full-duty sworn officers. The San Francisco Employee Retirement System is the retirement and pension system for city employees. Under the charter, police officers are eligible for retirement benefits with pension payments based on their compensation, age, and length of service. The charter does not allow city employees, including police officers, to continue working full-time for the city after retirement, but the city may rehire retired city employees to work a limited number of hours each year while they also collect retirement benefits. The proposal. Proposition blank would amend the charter to define full-duty sworn officer to mean a full-time officer except those on long-term leaves of absence, recruits who are training at the police academy, and officers assigned to the San Francisco International Airport. To reduce the administrative burden, the measure would require the police chief to provide a report every 3 years instead of two on current full-duty sworn officers and recommend future staffing to the commission. The commission would report annually to the Board of Supervisors, Parens Board, on the department's progress on meeting its staffing goals, including its goal of increasing the representation of women in the department to 30% of new recruits by 2030. Proposition blank would establish a deferred retirement option program, Parens DROP, for eligible police officers. Full-duty police officers in the ranks of officer, sergeant, and inspector who are at least 50 years old and have at least 25 years of eligible service with the department or another law enforcement agency could participate. Participants would continue to work full-time for the department at their current salary and benefit levels. Participants must agree to perform neighborhood patrol work or conduct investigations regardless of their previous assignment. Participants would only be allowed to participate for up to 5 years. The pension payments the participant would have collected upon retirement will be placed into a tax-deferred and interest-bearing account. When their drop period ends, participants must stop work for the city and would receive their deferred monthly pension payments with interest. The board could limit the number of drop participants. Proposition blank authorizes the drop program for an initial five-year period. Thereafter, the board would have the authority to continue the program every 5 years until it expires. A yes vote means if you vote yes, you want to amend the charter to define full-duty sworn officer, require the police chief to make a report, and recommend future staffing of full-duty sworn officers to the police commission every 3 years instead of two, require the commission to report annually to the board on department staffing, and create a five-year program with possible renewals allowing police officers to continue working for the department after retiring with pension payments deferred while they are working. A no vote means if you vote no, you do not want to make these changes.
Hearing nothing, then I call for a roll call.
Member Anderson?
Yes.
Member Grace Wong?
Yes.
Member Troy?
Yes.
Chair Packard?
Yes. The draft is approved, I will tell you both that we do have an appeals process, and if by 4 o'clock tomorrow is not 24 hours, but at 4:15 tomorrow, if you would like very much to for us to reconsider, if you would put in writing and send to Carly by 4:15 tomorrow, we take up the appeals on Friday morning, and you're welcome to participate. And now is when I open the floor to anyone in the audience who would like to comment on the ballot. And hearing no public comment, that public comment is closed. We do meet tomorrow. I looked up everything but the room we're in. 416. We're in 416 tomorrow, and we're going to be discussing the TNC tax, which is really complicated.
Oh, boy.
And the Inspector General, which isn't quite so complicated. So that's tomorrow. And then hearing nothing, then this session is adjourned. Well, I'm off.